Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Black Bear Diner is celebrating this fall with the craze you'll crave.
A craze I'll crave?
Yes. Cheesecake drizzled with pumpkin spice, praline sauce, and chopped pecans. Sip on a creamy pumpkin pie cold brew or savor pumpkin spice pancakes with maple butter for the perfect fall experience. Now for a limited time only.
I'm craving it already.
Black Bear Diner has carryout, curbside pickup, and delivery options.
Start your order at blackbeardiner.com or visit them on site for an outdoor dining experience.
Black Bear Diner.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Shining Care reminds you, September is Healthy Aging Month, an annual health observance designed to focus national attention on the positive aspects of growing older. It provides inspiration and practical ideas for adults ages 45 plus to improve their physical, mental, social, and financial well-being. With the pandemic, we've extended Healthy Aging Month to include October with amazing events you won't want to miss. Get going on positive measures that can impact the areas of physical, social, financial, and mental wellness. Join us for free information, prizes, and fun during October, including the drive-through event October 22nd from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Cornerstone Community Bank on Hartnell. Swing by and get your free goodie bag full of useful info, resources, and gifts. The Shining Care Age Well Healthy Aging drive-through event in collaboration with Cornerstone Community Bank, Wind River Resort and Casino, PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging, Ombudsman, and HICAP. Join in the fun and get informed for physical and mental wellness. Make plans to get your free goodie bag on Thursday, October 22nd, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Cornerstone Community Bank.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Fall is the best time to plant. Cooler evenings and warmer soil makes a super combination for growing. What a great time it is to plant. Goldleaf Nursery's fall sale is on now. Take 30, 40, and 50% off ground covers, shrubs, and trees. The fall sale is going on now at Goldleaf Nursery. You don't want to miss the savings. Goldleaf Nursery, open Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Don't miss the fall sale going on now at Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Root.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
I have firsthand knowledge about this because I directly dealt with the Biden family, including Joe Biden. I was introduced to Joe Biden by Jim Biden and Hunter Biden. At my approximately hour-long meeting with Joe that night, we discussed the Biden's history, the Biden's family business plans with the Chinese, with which he was plainly familiar, at least at a high level.
Okay, and then Bobulinski held up some cell phones and he said, all the evidence of what I am saying is on these phones. I've turned these over to the proper authorities. Here was Bobulinski yesterday.
Tomorrow, I will be meeting with the Senate committee members concerning this matter, and I will be providing to the FBI the devices which contain the evidence corroborating what I have said. The evidence sits on these three phones. I don't want to go into anything any further. This will all be discussed with Senator Johnson and his committee, and the American people can decide what's fact.
Okay, so that is where things stood until just before the debate. Finally, the Biden campaign put out what seems to be a pretty comprehensive statement denying the story. According to the Biden campaign, quote, as Chris Wallace said on air about this very smear, Vice President Biden has actually released his tax returns, unlike President Trump, and there is no indication he ever got any money from anybody in these business deals. Joe Biden has never even considered being involved in business with his family, nor in any overseas business whatsoever. He has never held stock in any such business arrangements, nor has any family member or any other person ever held stock for him. What is true is that Tony Bobulinski admitted on the record to Breitbart that he is angry he was not able to go into business with Hunter and James Biden. What is also true is that in contrast to Vice President Biden, Donald Trump has a secret Chinese bank account and pays more in taxes in China than he pays in federal income tax in the United States. And this is a desperate, pathetic farce executed by a flailing campaign with no rationale for putting our country through another 4 years of hell. Okay, so that is a pretty comprehensive denial by the Biden campaign. There are ways to spin it where it looks as though maybe there's some hair splitting. So, for example, you could say, well, maybe the stock isn't stock. Maybe it's some other form of asset, right? Not all ownership in a company comes in the form of actual stock. I could say that. Maybe you could say that Joe Biden didn't have to be involved with the overseas business. He could have just been sort of a passive partner in the overseas business. There are ways to parse this in which theoretically Biden couldn't be denying the story, but it looks mostly overall like Biden is denying the story, and the denial is blanket enough that if any of that ended up being true, Biden would get excoriated for it. So the Wall Street Journal has a couple of pieces further explicating the story itself. We'll get to those in just 1 second. But first, if you're an investor, are you seeking steady cash flow? You ready to diversify? Have you considered a proven real estate investment fund? The National Real Estate Investment Advisors, NRIA, has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18% to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or your IRA to invest if you so choose. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Ask all of your questions. Call now 800-700-5483. That is 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net. If you're interested in investing in real estate, get started with the NRIA. Call now at 800-700-5483. That is 800-700-5483. Visit NRIA.net. Ask all your questions, get fully informed, and then see if you want to work with the NRIA. Okay, so the Wall Street Journal has a couple of reports detailing the rest of the sort of Bobulinski story. One, the headline says, Hunter Biden's ex-business partner alleges father knew about venture. However, corporate records reviewed by the Wall Street Journal show no record for Joe Biden. According to the Wall Street Journal, the Biden campaign denied that Joe had any involvement in this Chinese venture with this oil company or stood to gain by it. Bobulinski said he was rankled by Joe Biden's public statements. He never discussed the international business activities of Hunter and other family members. He also cited nearly $5 million in payments. A Senate Republican report last month said that CEFC made to Hunter Biden's law firm as another reason to come forward. Bobulinski said he took part in a meeting with Hunter, Joe Biden, and Joe Biden's brother James Biden in L.A. in 2017 when they discussed the Biden family business plans with the Chinese, of which Joe Biden was plainly familiar, at least at a high level. A Biden campaign spokesman didn't immediately respond to a question about the alleged meeting with Bobulinski. James Biden and an attorney for Hunter Biden didn't respond to requests for comment, and then they, of course, issued from the campaign this blanket denial. Text messages and emails related to the venture that were provided to the Journal by Bobulinski, mainly from the spring and summer of 2017, don't show either Hunter Biden or James Biden discussing a role for Joe in the venture. Mr. Gilliar, who's one of the partners, told the Journal, "I would like to clear up any speculation that former VP Biden was involved with the 2017 discussions about our potential business structure. I am unaware of any involvement at any time of the former VP. The activity in question never delivered any project revenue." Okay, which sounds like maybe, just maybe, the project was on the road and then it sort of fell apart. Kimberly Strassel has a report over at the Wall Street Journal on this. She says that Bobulinski's text messages show he was recruited for the project by that James Gilliar character, a Hunter associate. Gilliar explains in a December 2015 text there will be a deal between the Chinese and, quote, one of the most prominent families from the United States. A month later, he introduces Rob Walker, also a partner of Biden. In March 2016, Gilliar told Bobulinski the Chinese entity was CEFC, which was shaping up to be the Goldman's of China, meaning Goldman Sachs. Gilliar promised that same month to develop the terms of a deal with Hunter. At this point, Joe Biden, of course, was still vice president. As the deal began to take shape in 2017, Bobulinski began to question what Hunter would contribute besides his name and worried he was, quote, kicked out of the U.S. Navy for cocaine use. Gilliar acknowledged skill sets missing and observed that Hunter has a few demons. He explained that in brand, Hunter is imperative, but right now he's not essential for adding input. Hunter was hardly visible through most of the work until final negotiations ramped up in mid-May. He brought in his uncle Jim Biden for a stake. Hunter, in texts and emails, wanted offices in three U.S. cities, significant travel budgets, a stipend for Jim, a job for an assistant, and more frequent distributions of any gains. And, of course, he explained that he wanted a hell of a lot more than $850,000 per year because his ex-wife would nearly take all of it. Hunter repeatedly made clear that his contribution was his name. He railed at Bobulinski that the CEFC heads are, quote, coming to be my partner, to be partners with the Bidens. He then reminds him that in this instance, only one player holds the trump card, and that's me. May not be fair, but it's the reality because I'm the only one putting an entire family legacy on the line. Joe Biden claims he had never discussed his son's business, but of course there was that May 2017 expectations letter, including that 10% for, quote-unquote, the big guy. In one text, Hunter said, quote, my chairman gave an emphatic no to a version of the deal. Bobulinski suggested that the chairman referred to Joe Biden. The deal fell through on the Chinese end in the summer of 2017. So, is it possible that Hunter was freelancing, that he was going around, that Joe had spent years basically patting him on the head, telling him to go pick up bags of cash if he could help him, and that now Joe was out of office and Hunter wanted to help him out, so he was freelancing, and every so often he would run something by Joe? Certainly possible, certainly plausible. Is it true that Joe Biden, while he was VP, probably knew what Hunter was up to? Yeah, that is probably true. Okay, so here's the problem. Nobody in the media wants to talk about this story at all. They don't find it interesting or fascinating at all, that Joe Biden has, throughout his career, engaged in sort of the low-level corruption that many public officials do, right, getting sweetheart mortgages and that sort of thing. Well, or at least a sweetheart land deal from people who are interested in some of the legislation on the table when he was in the Senate. And NPR put out an actual statement before the denial from the Biden campaign. Here's what NPR's public editor said, quote, we don't want to waste our time on stories that are not really stories, and we don't want to waste listeners and readers' time on stories that are just pure distraction. That is unbelievable. That is a taxpayer-funded journalistic institution openly declaring that they simply will not engage, that they are not interested whatsoever in the story, preemptively. So the media, so all this is the lead up to the debate, right? The media are obviously and clearly on the side of Joe Biden, which means that the debate, the stakes are really high because now this is basically the last chance for Trump to set the table, for Trump to change the topic, and for Trump to shift the course of the race. Now, members of the media, again, it wasn't just NPR, many members of the media were over and over declaring that the Hunter Biden story was not, in fact, a story. They kept declaring without any evidence whatsoever that it was Russian disinformation. So NBC's Hallie Jackson, she actually just continued to say that this is Russian disinformation. There's no information this is Russian disinformation at this point. The DNI, John Ratcliffe, has openly denied that the Hunter Biden emails are Russian disinformation. By the way, no one has yet suggested that the Hunter Biden emails and texts are fake, because they are not, as it turns out. Doesn't matter. The great journalists over at NBC are declaring this stuff Russian disinformation.
You also have the president focusing, it seems, on Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, and his dealings overseas, these unverified emails. Many intelligence experts have said those emails carry all the hallmarks, rather, of a disinformation, foreign disinformation campaign, essentially.
No, that is absolutely wrong. And again, it is not just the media with regard to the Hunter Biden story. It's with regard to everything. Right? Leslie Stahl did the 60 Minutes episode with Trump. And it sounds like she was pretty adversarial toward Trump, like over and over and over. Trump said to Stahl, "You won't ask Biden tough questions." That, of course, is exactly true. The interview went so poorly that Trump decided to basically throw out the entire interview into the public view. He took his own tape. By the way, it's not a bad idea. He took his own public tape and then he just threw it out there. Here was Trump saying to Stahl, "You're not going to ask Biden any tough questions."
"Your first statement to me, this is going to be tough questions. Well, I don't mind that. But when you set up the interview, you didn't say that. You said, oh, let's have a lovely interview. And here's what I do say.
So why?
You don't ask Joe Biden. I saw your interview with Joe, the interview with
Joe Biden. I never did a Joe
Biden. It was a Joe. The interview of 60 Minutes. I see Joe Biden giving softball after softball. I've seen all of his interviews. He's never been asked a question that's hard."
Okay, and then Leslie Stahl went out of her way to defend Hunter Biden and suggest there was nothing to any of the allegations, like in the middle of the interview with Trump, which is, you know, heavy journalisming here.
"I think it's one of the biggest scandals I've ever seen, and you don't cover it.
Biggest
you want to talk about...
Well, because it can't be verified.
You want to talk about insignificant things.
I'm telling you.
Of course it can be verified. Excuse me. They found the laptop. Leslie, Leslie.
It can't be verified.
What can't be verified?
The laptop.
Why do you say that?
Because
even the family hasn't..."
Trump is exactly right here, of course. Okay, so this is the burden for Trump going into the debate, is that he has to fight not just Joe Biden, who really has been able to hide out in his basement the entire campaign. He has to fight a media that overtly wishes to see him lose. So I put out this video a week ago now talking about why I was going to vote for Trump. And I laid forth three reasons why I was going to vote for Trump. The first reason was because Trump has governed much more conservative than I thought he was. The second reason, which is the one under dispute, is I said that most of the damage or all of the damage that I think Trump has done to the public discourse and to the social fabric through his personality, the damage is already done and it can't be undone. So there is no point in not voting for him. It's not going to worsen. Trump is the same every day. And then there's point number three, which is the Democrats have gone damned crazy. They've lost their mind. Well, I think that last night, all three of those points were proved. Independents are still going to feel uncomfortable with him. But overall, Trump's personality last night, his willingness to discuss his own record last night, it was so much better. And it made people, I think, who were hesitant to vote for Trump, but were going to vote for Trump, if forced to the choice, they'd vote for Trump over Biden, but they were hesitant to actually go out to the polls. I think now they will be more enthusiastic about going out to the polls. And that may make a huge difference in a lot of these very, very tight swing states. Again, the swing states right now are still extremely tight. The national race seems like it is a quote-unquote runaway, although it looks like the numbers are starting to drop a little bit for Joe Biden. The Real Clear Politics national average has now dropped below 8% for the first time in several weeks. And there are several polls showing this thing very close. I had on Chris Pulster, Kristen Soltis Anderson, on the radio show yesterday, and she sort of laid forth the various scenarios by which Trump could win. She said there's basically two sets of states to watch. There's the Sun Belt, and then there's the Rust Belt states. I'll explain what to watch in just 1 second. But first, let's talk about the fact that it is Halloween this month. Sometimes home insurance can be scary. It can, but you don't have to be scared by home insurance. You can get the best possible home insurance for the best possible price, and you can combine it with your auto insurance and save tons of money via my friends over at Policy Genius. They combine a cutting-edge insurance marketplace with help from licensed experts to save you time and money. Policy Genius saves their home and auto customers an average of $1,127 a year by shopping top-rated insurers in one place. Here's how it works. First, go over to PolicyGenius.com. You answer a few quick questions about yourself and your property, and then Policy Genius does the rest. They'll compare rates from over 30 top insurers from Progressive to Nationwide and find you the lowest quotes. Their licensed experts will look at all the ways to maximize your savings, including bundling that home and auto policy. If Policy Genius finds a better rate than what you're currently paying, they'll get you switched over for free. That kind of service has earned Policy Genius a 5-star rating across over 1,600 reviews on Trustpilot and Google. So, if you're a homeowner, head on over to PolicyGenius.com right now to get started. They've saved their home and auto insurance customers an average of $1,127 a year. Policy Genius, when it comes to insurance, it's nice and important to get it right. Coming up, it's pretty obvious at this point that stakes for the debate were pretty high. The media is all against Trump. Trump is back in the polls. He needed something to turn himself around, and he showed up last night. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
The need has always been there. The need for food, shelter, compassion. This year, it just happens to be greater. If you need help, please reach out. If you can give help, please reach within. In a year with fewer red kettles, your $25 monthly donation helps rescue Christmas for the most vulnerable. Enlist in Love's Army at givewestwood.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the stakes for this debate were pretty high last night. The debate opened with talk about COVID. So this is always a topic that is going to be a problem for Trump, simply because no matter who's president of the United States, if a bunch of people die while you're president of the United States, people tend to blame you. We have this very paganistic view in the United States of what the president can do. If the economy is bad, it's the president's fault. If the economy is good, it's the president's credit. If people die, it's the president's fault. If people don't die, it's to the president's credit. So if there's a pandemic and it kills 200,000 people, obviously that's not going to redound to the benefit of the president. And this is where Biden really looked to make hay early on in the debate. So the truth is that Trump's first answer on COVID was pretty good, right? He could have expressed it more smoothly, but his general take was, listen, this has been bad. It's also a global pandemic. And pretending that we did anything that is sort of an outlying policy or that we blew it in some serious way, I'm going to need to see some evidence of that. Here was Trump yesterday.
2.2 million people modeled out were expected to die. It's a worldwide pandemic. It's all over the world. You see the spikes in Europe and many other places right now. I can tell you from personal experience that I was in the hospital. I had it. And I got better, and I will tell you that I had something that they gave me, a therapeutic, I guess they would call it. Some people could say it was a cure. But I was in for a short period of time, and I got better very fast, or I wouldn't be here tonight. It will go away, and as I say, we're rounding the turn, we're rounding the corner. It's going away.
Okay, so that sort of language is what Joe Biden has historically pounced on. So Joe Biden has been telling one lie on COVID. It's a lie the media wish to reflect, and that is that if Donald Trump had handled this wildly differently, then hundreds of thousands of people would be alive today. Hundreds of thousands of people. If you got an empty chair at your table, that is Donald Trump's fault. COVID, which again, has killed literally hundreds of thousands of people all across the world. If Donald Trump had not been president, everything would have been hunky-dory here in the United States, which is weird because it turns out that a lot of places where Democrats are in charge, lots and lots of people died. Coming up, we finally get to the actual content of the debate. Trump showed up with his game face on. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Hey guys, I'm Bob Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce believes that the health of business is the most important factor in a strong, vibrant community. This is Jake Mangus, Chamber President and CEO. We work closely with local elected officials to ensure their policy decisions take into account the business perspective. That's why the Chamber puts its name behind candidates representing our community that best exemplify what our members care about. I'm pleased to announce the Chamber's local ticket for the upcoming election. The Chamber's Board of Directors gives its full endorsement to Assemblywoman Megan Dolly for re-election in California's 1st Assembly District. At the county level, the Chamber supports Supervisor Steve Morgan for re-election in District 4. And in the City of Reading, the Chamber supports Mayor Adam McElvain and former Mayor Julie Winter for City Council. Say it with me, Dolly, Morgan, McElvain, Winter. Help us re-elect this slate of business-friendly candidates by casting your ballot this fall. This ad was not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlling the candidate, paid for by the Reading Chamber Political Action Committee.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Live with it. Come on. We're dying with it. Because he has never said, you said it's dangerous. When's the last time? Is it really dangerous still? Are we dangerous? You tell the people it's dangerous now. What should they do about the danger? And you say, I take no responsibility.
Okay, I don't know what the hell Biden is talking about at the end there, but that is the contrast in vision, right? Trump saying, correctly, we have to learn to live with it, which, by the way, is the exact same thing European leaders are saying. Emmanuel Macron has said this. Boris Johnson has said this. Everyone in Europe is saying the exact same thing. Joe Biden is saying, we can't learn to live with it. We're learning to die with it, right? It's all like apocalyptic doomsaying from Joe Biden over and over and over. And then he went on to say, we're going to lose another 200,000 people by the end of the winter, right? Okay. If you're trying to scare the living crap out of people, so they'll vote for you, good luck. I mean, I think there may be a secret backlash to this, right? If the polls are wrong, and I'm not saying the polls are wrong because I tend to be much more of a poll believer than most other people, but if the polls are wrong, it's because they're underestimating the amount that Americans are sick and tired of hearing from Democrats, how many Americans are going to die at Trump's hands, and that we can never go back to regular life, and that we will be wearing masks for the rest of eternity, and that our businesses will be locked down. If there is a brewing sort of brewing underground against lockdown culture, it's going to manifest in the election. So we'll see whether that happens. Joe Biden, for his part, he denied he was going to shut down the country, but then he suggests that he's going to shut down the virus, not the country. He says, I'm going to shut down the virus. But he's made no actual plan as to how he's going to shut down the virus. I understand he can hold up a little cloth mask. But guess what? Again, masking is really prevalent in Europe, at least in France, Germany, Italy. They're experiencing a second wave. Right? There are blue areas that were hit really hard the first time that are experiencing a second wave. So Biden's plan to, quote unquote, shut down the virus, it's not a plan at all. It's not even close to a plan. Everything that he says is his plan is actually Trump's plan. Here is Biden saying that he was going to shut down the virus, not the country, but then admitting that he has not ruled out more shutdowns.
I'm going to shut down the virus, not the country. It's his ineptitude that caused the country to have to shut down in large part. Why businesses have gone under, why schools are closed. Those other concerns are real. That's why he should have been, instead of in a sand trap in his golf course, he should have been negotiating with Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the Democrats and Republicans about what to do about the acts they were passing for billions of dollars to make sure people had the capacity.
But you haven't ruled out more shutdowns.
Well, no.
Okay, no, I haven't. No, I haven't ruled out more shutdowns. And Trump immediately comes back at him. And again, this is good from Trump. He says all he does is talk about shutdowns. It's literally all the guy does. All day long, he just talks about shutdowns. Democrats keep talking about shutdowns. We have to open everything, is what Trump says. That may be a vision that Americans are going to embrace, particularly if you have kids. And Democrats keep talking about shutting down the schools. I can tell you on a firsthand level, my kids were in Zoom school from March all the way until like the last 2 weeks. The radical difference in their lives, in our life, since they've been able to go to school because we are now in Florida, it's a radical difference. It is not even close. Their life is much better. They are learning. They are enjoying their life. Okay, there are a lot of people out there who are not on board with the lockdown culture. Here was Trump fighting back against Biden on this.
All he does is talk about shutdowns, but forget about him. Democrats all, they're shut down so tight and they're dying. We're not going to shut down, and we have to open our schools. People are losing their jobs. They're committing suicide. There's depression, alcohol, drugs at a level that nobody's ever seen before. There's abuse, tremendous abuse. We have to open our country. You know, I've said it often. The cure cannot be worse than the problem itself. And that's what's happening. And he wants to close down. He'll close down the country if one person in our massive bureaucracy says we should close it down.
Okay, so that was, again, I thought that the conversation, which turned quickly from Trump's rhetoric to what's going to happen from here on in, that conversation certainly benefits Trump. And then you got to a very weird Biden statement to sort of conclude that conversation, in which Biden suggested, I mean, now he's not just cribbing from Neil Kinnock, like back in the 1980s. Now he's just cribbing from his boss's playbook, right? He's just ripping off Barack Obama's playbook. He does this, there are no blue states, there are no red states, but also the red states suck. It was very weird. Here was Joe Biden saying that there are no blue states or red states, but the red states are terrible.
Take a look at what New York has done in terms of turning the curve down in terms of the number of people dying. And I don't look at this in terms of the way he does. Blue states and red states. They're all the United States. And look at the states that are having such a spike in the coronavirus. They're the red states. They're the states in the Midwest. They're the states in the upper Midwest. That's where the spike is occurring significantly. But they're all Americans. They're all Americans. And what we have to do is say, wear these masks, number one. Make sure we get the help that the businesses need.
Okay, so I'm just enjoying him saying there's no blue states and there's no red states, but the red states are really botching this thing. But it's bad when Trump says the blue states botched this thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, in just a second, we're going to get to the second message that Trump was promoting. So first message that he was promoting in the early going is that Biden is Captain Lockdown, which is true. The second message that he was promoting was a character message, and that was Joe Biden is not this clean and pristine politician. Joe Biden is a typical corrupt politician. We'll get to that message in just 1 second, because I do think that Trump successfully made some headway there. We'll get to that in 1 second. First, let's talk about something that thieves are doing these days. Pretty sophisticated. I got a crash course in home title theft. You better pray this crime never happens to you. It can absolutely ruin you financially. Here's how easy it is. The legal title to your home, it's digitized. It's kept on government and business servers and in the cloud where those records can be hacked. A sophisticated cyber thief finds your home title, forges your signature on a quick claim deed stating you sold your home to him. Done. Then this thief just takes out loans against your home until all your equity is gone and you are now in debt. You're not going to know about it until the collection calls start pouring in. Home Title Lock will protect you. Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's title. The instant they detect tampering, they help shut it down absolutely cold. It's not just important to protect physical assets. You need to protect your online assets as well, especially online assets that connect with your physical assets. Go to HomeTitleLock.com, register your address to see if you've already been targeted as a victim. Then use code RADIO for 33 days of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com. Again, that is HomeTitleLock.com. Go check them out right now. Check out your address and then register at HomeTitleLock.com with code RADIO. Okay, so then we move to Trump's second line of attack. And the second line of attack for Trump is that Joe Biden is corrupt. Right? That Joe Biden has portrayed himself as this nice elderly gentleman who is pure as the driven snow. And that ain't true. Joe Biden has been spending 47 years picking up little bennies on the side, which is not uncommon, but it is kind of gross. And so Trump did a good job of redirecting this conversation. So Biden suggested that Trump had lied to the American people about COVID, which, again, the evidence is just not there for that. Even Bob Woodward didn't really believe that Trump knew the thing was airborne in early February. Nobody. The CDC didn't say it was airborne until like July. In any case, Joe Biden suggested that Trump somehow concocted this bizarre Wall Street scheme where he knew that COVID was going to be really bad. And so he told all of his Wall Street buddies, but not the American people, so they could short sell the market. And Trump came right back at him, pretty strong. Here was the Trump versus Biden exchange.
He didn't want to tell us because he didn't want us to panic. He didn't want us, Americans don't panic. He panicked. But guess what? In the meantime, we find out in the New York Times the other day that, in fact, his folks went to Wall Street and said this is a really dangerous thing. And a memo out of that meeting, not from his administration, but from some of the brokers, said, sell short.
You're the one that takes all the money from Wall Street. I don't take it.
I have.
You have raised a lot of money, tremendous amounts of money. And every time you raise money, deals are made, Joe. I could raise so much more money as president and as somebody that knows most of those people. I could call the heads of Wall Street, the heads of every company in America. I would blow away every record, but I don't want to do that because it puts me in a bad position. And then you bring up Wall Street. You shouldn't be bringing up Wall Street because you're the one that takes the money from Wall Street, not me.
Okay, and Joe Biden looking a little awkward there because that is the fact. I mean, Joe Biden is outraising Trump on Wall Street something like 5-1. He's outraising him in Silicon Valley like 99-1. So the notion that Joe Biden is somehow not corrupt and that Trump is corrupt with regard to Wall Street is a pretty rich one. Okay, then one further, right? Then we finally got to the Hunter Biden stuff. Okay, so you knew that Trump was going to bring this up. He didn't tell the story wonderfully. In fact, some of the stuff that he said was an overestimation of the truth, to put it kindly. That is particularly true when he was talking about business deals in which Hunter engaged. He kind of corrected himself as he went on. He said that it went to the Biden family, which is a vague way of sort of implying that Joe was involved without overtly saying that Joe was involved. At one point, he actually said that Joe had received direct cash from the Russian government, for example. That was not true. But if the goal here was to throw as much mud as possible at Joe Biden in an attempt to get people to be a little bit less enthusiastic about Biden, feel like he's just kind of, you know, maybe this was aimed at the Bernie bros a little bit for Trump. Trump did this to Hillary last time, too. It was like she was taking Wall Street speeches and she was a corruptocrat and all of this. He did some of the same stuff to Joe Biden yesterday. So this particular conversation started off with Joe Biden saying that he was going to take on Putin, which is just absurd on his face. I mean, he was part of an administration that overtly allowed Russia to take over policymaking in Syria, that allowed Russia to invade Crimea. He was part of an administration that removed some of the defense capabilities of Eastern European countries. And he was the Biden Obama administration was awful with regard to Russia. But here was Joe Biden just lying about that because he did tell an awful lot of lies last night.
Everything that's going on here about Russia is wanting to make sure that I do not get elected the next president of the United States because they know I know them and they know me. I don't understand why this president is unwilling to take on Putin.
OK, again, the Trump administration policy is significantly harsher on Russia than anything Obama ever did. In just one second, we'll get to Trump's counterattack, which again was this line, which is Joe Biden is corrupt. He's a longtime corrupt politician. Again, the fact checkers are going to have a field day with some of the claims that Trump made here, because again, some of the claims that Trump made here are just not right. But the overall implication, right, which that Trump was trying to make here, which is that the Bidens have been trading on the family name to enrich members of the Biden family. That is certainly true. Okay, we'll get to that in one second. Biden did not really have a good defense for it. And Trump hammered it a lot last night. Okay, we'll get to that in just one second. But first, if you're an investor, are you seeking steady cash flow? You ready to diversify? Have you considered a proven real estate investment fund? The National Real Estate Investment Advisors, NRIA, has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18% to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or your IRA to invest if you so choose. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Ask all of your questions. Call now 800-700-5483. That is 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net. If you're interested in investing in real estate, get started with the NRIA. Call now at 800-700-5483. That is 800-700-5483. Visit NRIA.net. Ask all your questions, get fully informed, and then see if you want to work with the NRIA. Coming up, we'll get to the messages that Donald Trump was trying to promote during the debate. There were several, and he actually hit on all of them. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws us that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
The publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So there were several messages that Trump was trying to promote during the debate about Joe Biden. Okay, so Trump had a couple of messages. First message, Biden is Captain Lockdown. He's going to lock you down. He's never going to let you out of lockdown. And honestly, given how Democrats are governing, not super wrong. They're still talking about school shutdowns when the data on school shutdowns is available, and it demonstrates school shutdowns are a very bad idea. Second message Trump was trying to promote last night is that Biden is a longtime corrupt politician. So he went directly after Biden. As I say, it is worth noting here that some of these claims are just not true. And I think that for the sake of honesty, we should point out that they are not true. However, some of these claims are in fact true. They're not all false. So here is Trump talking about Joe Biden and receiving money from foreign sources, or at least his family doing so.
Joe got $3.5 million from Russia, and it came through Putin because he was very friendly with the former mayor of Moscow, and it was the mayor of Moscow's wife. And you got $3.5 million. Your family got $3.5 million. And, you know, someday you're going to have to explain, why did you get $3.5 million? I think you have to clean it up and talk to the American people. Maybe you can do it right now.
I have not taken a penny from any foreign source ever in my life. We learned that this president paid 50 times the tax in China, has a secret bank account with China, does business in China, and in fact is talking about me taking money. I have not taken a single penny from any country whatsoever, ever. Number one. Number two, this is a president. I have released all of my tax returns. The foreign countries are paying you a lot. Russia's paying you a lot. China's paying you a lot.
I don't make money from China. You do. I don't make money from Ukraine. You do. I don't make money from Russia. You made $3.5 million, Joe, and your son gave you. They even have a statement that we have to give 10% to the big man. You're the big man, I think. I don't know. Maybe you're not. But you're the big man, I think. Your son said we have to give 10% to the big man. Joe, what's that all about?
Okay, so Trump is conflating a bunch of different claims right here. It is true that Hunter Biden picked up $3.5 million from the wife of Moscow's mayor. It is not true. There's no evidence to suggest that Joe Biden benefited from that, at least not directly. Okay, it is true that Hunter Biden was picking up enormous checks in Ukraine based on the Biden family name. It is not true, or at least there is no evidence to the effect, that Joe Biden was picking up any of that cash. It is true that Hunter Biden was picking up bags of cash in China. And this is where things have gotten a little dicey for Biden. There are emails suggesting that perhaps Joe Biden had something to do with it. Joe Biden has denied all of that. But here's the bottom line. If you're watching this debate, and this is the first time you're hearing any of this, this does change your impression of Joe Biden just a little bit. Right? Here is, and it's also true, by the way, that there's very solid evidence that all of Joe Biden's family members have made an awful lot of money off of Joe Biden's name over the course of Joe Biden's career. Here was Trump going after Biden again on this.
I was put through a phony witch hunt for 3 years. It started before I even got elected. They spied on my campaign. No president should ever have to go through what I went through. Let me just say this. Mueller and 18 angry Democrats and FBI agents all over the place spent $48 million. They went through everything I had, including my tax returns, and they found absolutely no collusion and nothing wrong. $48 million. I guarantee you, if I spent $1 million on you, Joe, I could find plenty wrong. Because the kind of things that you've done and the kind of monies that your family has taken, I mean, your brother made money in Iraq, millions of dollars. Your other brother made a fortune. And it's all through you, Joe. And they say you get some of it. And you do live very well. You have houses all over the place.
Okay. And again, Joe Biden kind of laughing that one off. But he is worth $9 million. Now, some of that, I'm sure, is book money. I'm sure a lot of that is pension. But again, there are serious questions to be asked about why it is that every member of our public coterie goes into office poor and leaves office rich. Okay, that is a real thing. This did lead Joe Biden to actually overtly say something that is not true. When he says that Hunter never did anything unethical, there you start to really... I mean, Hunter admitted on national TV that he used his daddy's name to traffic in Ukraine so that he could make a buttload of money. I mean, that is overtly... When he says Hunter never did anything unethical... Now, Joe Biden has linked himself with Hunter. He's tied himself to Hunter. And this is a huge political error. It also happens to be a lie that Hunter never did anything unethical.
Nothing was unethical. Here's what the deal.
His son didn't have a job for a long time, was sadly no longer in the military service. I won't get into that. And he didn't have a job. As soon as he became vice president, Burisma, not the best reputation in the world, I hear they paid him $183,000. A month. Listen to this. 183, and they gave him a $3 million upfront payment.
All right.
And he had no energy.
I'm going to let the vice president respond to that quickly, and then
dishonest.
I need to get to a question to you. Very
no basis for that. Everybody investigated that. No one said anything he did was wrong in Ukraine.
Nobody said that anything Hunter Biden did in Ukraine was wrong? Okay, there's a difference between legally wrong, and I'm using my VP daddy's name to make bank on a natural gas company in Burisma while my dad is in charge of Ukraine policy. In fact, there were members of it's overtly false. The State Department warned the Obama administration that this looked corrupt. And people were told, don't talk to Joe about it because he's too concerned about what's going on with Beau, because Beau at the time was suffering from brain cancer. So, no, that's just not true. And this was, I thought, maybe the best moment of the night for Donald Trump. Joe Biden finally got tired of all of this, and he pivoted to what was obviously a pre-planned response. Right? Before a debate, you always write a few responses, knowing exactly what's coming. Biden knew this was going to come up. And he was waiting to deploy it. And finally, he deployed his pre-planned response. There's only one problem. Trump absolutely walloped him over it. This was the worst moment of the debate for Biden, bar none.
He doesn't want to talk about the substantive issues. It's not about his family and my family. It's about your family. And your family's hurting badly. If you're making less than, if you're a middle-class family, you're getting hurt badly right now.
That's a typical political statement. Let's get off this China thing. And then he looks, the family, around the table, everything. Just a typical politician when I see that.
Let's talk about North Korea.
I'm not a typical politician.
Okay,
that's why I got elected.
Okay, so that is a great debate tactic. Hey, that tactic is the most obnoxious tactic. When somebody goes faux sincere, when a serious issue is being discussed, and then suddenly the candidate turns to the camera and says, the American people don't want to hear this. The American people want to hear about the things that affect them. For Trump to call that out and be like, Joe, you're so full of crap. I mean, honestly, we're in the middle of a conversation about family corruption, and now you're going to do the kitchen table. Yeah. You're a typical politician. It's why I got elected. It was the best moment for Trump. It was very, very funny. It was the best moment for Trump all night. And again, highlight the fact that Trump is not your typical politician, which in many cases is not ideal. But in this case, it's kind of ideal. That's kind of a good thing. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Navy says the crash of a training plane near Foley, Alabama has killed both crew members. No injuries reported on the ground. However, officials do say some homes and vehicles were destroyed by fire. The Senate meeting briefly Friday in so-called closed session after a motion by Minority Leader Charles Schumer to clear the chamber. Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
It began with a protest by Democratic Leader Schumer that the GOP effort to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett would do long-term damage to the Senate.
I now move that the Senate go into closed session.
That meant kicking just about everybody out of the chamber, even shutting off the cameras. Acting Senate Pro Tem Senator John Kennedy.
The chair, pursuant to Rule 21, now directs the Sergeant-at-Arms to clear all galleries, close all doors of the Senate chamber.
After about 20 minutes, a closed session came to an end, and senators voted to proceed to the consideration of Barrett's nomination. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Trump spending Friday fighting for support in several battleground states following a very strong debate performance the night before. Also at townhall.com, head of the World Health Organization warning that countries in the Northern Hemisphere at a critical junction now as coronavirus cases and deaths rise.
We're in the autumn in the Northern Hemisphere. The influenza season is just about to begin. And so the demand for testing for people with respiratory diseases will increase. The demand for hospital needs for people who are sick will increase.
Maria Van Kerkhove. In the meantime, the federal health experts say Iowa has among the nation's highest virus infection and death rates. White House says 238 new cases reported last week, 2.8 deaths per 100,000 people. More on these stories at townhall.com.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-359-5939 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-359-5939 now to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call SnapMedicare.com, 800-359-5939.
Daimler has seen third quarter profit rebounding as the company clamped down on cost and as auto sales surging following the virus lockdown.
The company says it's raising its outlook for earnings for the year. The maker of Mercedes-Benz luxury cars and Freightliner trucks now expects full year operating earnings to equal those from 2019 before the virus. Third quarter net profit rose to 2.16 billion euros, up 19% from 1.81 billion euros in the same quarter a year ago, and improving on a net loss of 1.9 billion euros from the second quarter.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Transportation Department has tentatively approved plans by Delta Airlines and Canada's WestJet to work together in scheduling and setting prices for flights between U.S. and Canada. The department plans to grant the airlines immunity from antitrust laws. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Controversy over the eyes of Texas has lingered for weeks now at the University of Texas.
Some players refusing to sing it after games or even stand for it, given its links to the racist minstrel shows of yesteryear. Just this week, the highly respected Longhorn Band reportedly refused to play the song, whose history at Texas dates to the early 1900s. The administration insists the song, one of the school's most treasured traditions, will stay, even though it's unlikely that players or student musicians can be ordered to support it. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Massachusetts man admitting he intentionally crashed a stolen truck into a Planned Parenthood clinic in New Jersey, injuring three people. Man pleading guilty to aggravated assault, causing widespread injury, and possession of a stolen vehicle. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Healthcare debate in which Joe Biden started issuing lies. The lies that came out of his mouth were really extraordinary. So this is where I thought Kristen Welker, who I thought was pretty good all night, she asked a question about healthcare, but channeled it through the prism of Amy Coney Barrett. It was really weird. She was like, Amy Coney Barrett is being nominated for the Supreme Court. There's an Obamacare case before the Supreme Court. This is why Democrats oppose Amy Coney Barrett. It's like, no, that is not why Democrats oppose Amy Coney Barrett. Nonetheless, the conversation turned to healthcare. And as the debate went on, Biden started to drop more and more whoppers. So the whopper of the night was this one. So Biden was talking about Obamacare and his new plan, which is a public option. Now, let it be known, a public option only works. So the public option is not just for people who are not able to obtain private health insurance. You're allowed to opt into the private option, into the public option, which means that one of two things has to happen with the public option in order for people to want to opt into it. One, you have to undermine public insurance, private insurance rather, or two, you have to subsidize public insurance. So either you have to mandate that doctors take the public insurance, you have to mandate that doctors take a crappier form of insurance and reimbursement, or you have to subsidize the public option insurance such that it is actually better than private insurance, but you're doing it with taxpayer dollars and you run private insurance out of business. Everybody who takes this seriously understands the public options are generally designed to run private industry into the ground. They allow for the possibility of supplemental insurance, specialty insurance. You see this in some areas of Europe. But when it comes to overall private health insurance, everybody understands that a public option is designed as a first step toward getting rid of your private health insurance plans. Because either you have to restrict doctors so that they must take public insurance, in which case it's cheaper for me not to pay for my private insurance through my employer and just take the public option, or they have to subsidize the public option, in which case it is cheaper for me to go and take the public option. Right? The purpose of a public option is not to provide competition. It is not competition. It is a monopoly. A government public option is a monopoly. Okay, so all of that happens to be the case. But Joe Biden issued a whopper last night of cataclysmic proportions. He said that nobody lost their private insurance under Obamacare. This is just a lie. Okay, in 2013, the left-wing fact-checking site PolitiFact declared it was their lie of the year when Barack Obama said that nobody would lose their health insurance plan under Obamacare. And yet here is Joe Biden repeating it nonetheless. As we will see, the fact checkers after the debate, they assured us that Joe Biden is just, he's a nice old guy who barely ever lies. This is just, here he is repeating maybe the great lie of the decade. Here is Joe Biden.
What I'm going to do is pass Obamacare with a public option. It'll become Biden Care. The public option is an option that says that if you, in fact, do not have the wherewithal to be, if you qualify for Medicaid and you do not have the wherewithal in your state to get Medicaid, you automatically are enrolled, providing competition for insurance companies. That's what's going to happen. Secondly, we're going to make sure we reduce the premiums and reduce drug prices by making sure that there's competition that doesn't exist now by allowing the Medicare to negotiate drug prices with the insurance companies. Thirdly, the idea that I want to eliminate private insurance, the reason why I had such a fight for with 20 candidates for the nomination was I support private insurance. That's why I didn't. Not one single person with private insurance would lose their insurance under my plan, nor did they under Obamacare.
So he's lying about his own policy and he's lying about Obamacare. His policy does not merely relegate public option to people who cannot obtain private insurance. It allows anybody to opt into the public option. More on that in just a second. But first, let's talk about something awkward. I'm talking, of course, about erectile dysfunction. Look, nobody wants to talk about erectile dysfunction or hear about erectile dysfunction, but it is a problem that can be solved very quickly and very easily and discreetly with Roman. You can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, Roman will ship you real medicine with free two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, simple, discreet. Getting started is really easy. Just go to GetRoman.com/Ben. Complete an online visit. ED used to be tough to talk about. Now there is Roman. Complete an online visit today to connect with a doctor and get it taken care of. Go to GetRoman.com/Ben to get up to $50 off your first month of ED treatment, a free online visit, and free two-day shipping. That is GetRoman.com/Ben for up to $50 off your first month of ED treatment. And a lot of people, when they have an embarrassing medical issue, they just don't get it solved. Well, that's not great because, sure, maybe you're less embarrassed for not talking about it, but you're also suffering with the problem. Go get it solved right now at GetRoman.com/Ben again. That is GetRoman.com/Ben. GetRoman.com/Ben. Okay, this opened up the final line of attack for Trump. So there are three lines of attack for Trump last night. One is that Joe Biden is lockdown king. Second is that Joe Biden is corrupt. And third is that Joe Biden never got anything done. He's been in government his entire life, and he's never gotten anything done. He points this out last night.
He was there for 47 years. He didn't do it. He was now there as vice president for 8 years. And it's not like it was 25 years ago. It was 3 3/4. It was just a little while ago, right? Less than 4 years ago. He didn't do anything. He didn't do it. He wants socialized medicine. And it's not that he wants it. His vice president, I mean, she is more liberal than Bernie Sanders. You're going to have socialized medicine, just like he went with fracking. We're not going to have fracking. We're going to stop fracking. We're going to stop fracking. He's talking about destroying your Medicare, totally destroyed, and destroying your Social Security. And this whole country will come down. You know, Bernie Sanders tried it in his state.
He thinks he's running against somebody else. He's running against Joe Biden. I beat all those other people because I disagreed with them.
Okay, while I'm enjoying Joe Biden face-planting Bernie Sanders, like, giving him the swirly, sticking his face in the toilet and flushing it, which is exactly what Biden is doing right there. He's saying, I don't agree with Bernie. I don't like Medicare for all. That's why I'm here and Bernie isn't. Recognize that the public option is, again, step one on the road towards socialized medicine. Pretty much everybody understands that is the reality. Okay, the debate next turned to stimulus packages and the economy. And Biden suggested, this is a very weird Democratic talking point, that when the stock market goes up, it doesn't help people. That's just a lie. About half of Americans have some sort of stock in the market. And pretty much everybody's 401k is invested in the market, largely union members, right? I mean, there are huge union pension funds that are relegated to that are heavily invested in the stock market. Trump said the stock market is booming, and Biden was like, well, you know, nobody cares about the stock market. Well, no, actually, a lot of people care about the stock market, as it turns out.
They say the stock market will boom if I'm elected. If he's elected, the stock market will crash.
The idea that the stock market is booming is his only measure of what's happening. Where I come from in Scranton and Claymont, the people don't live off of the stock market. Just in the last three years during this crisis, the billionaires in this country made, according to the Wall Street, $700 billion more. $700 billion more, because that's his only measure. What happens to the ordinary people out there? What happens to them?
Let's talk about what's happening on Capitol Hill. We're going to move on.
401ks are through the roof.
We're going to move on.
The stock are through the roof.
All right.
And he doesn't come from Scranton. That's like one of the, he lived there for a short period of time before he even knew it.
We're going to move on.
And he left.
Okay, again, like people think that sort of stuff doesn't matter, and it probably doesn't. But it's a little bit. It matters a little bit that Joe Biden is consistently telling these kind of little lies about his past. Okay, and then they talked about stimulus and the fact that Democrats have been obstructing the stimulus package. That happens. Independents believe that Nancy Pelosi is the obstructive factor who will not allow stimulus to go forward. Kristen Welker finally asked a good question of Joe Biden. She said, okay, you keep declaring you're the head of the Democratic Party and you're pushing nobody to get any deal done. And here is Joe Biden just lying about what the stimulus deal is.
Why have you not pushed the Democrats to get a deal for the American people?
Well, I have, and they have pushed it. Look, they passed this act all the way back in the beginning of the summer.
The bill that was passed in the House was a bailout of badly run, high crime, Democrat, all run by Democrats, cities and states. It was a way of getting a lot of money, billions and billions of dollars to these states. It was also a way of getting a lot of money from our people's pockets to people that come into our country illegally.
I'm running as a proud Democrat, but I'm going to be an American president. I don't see red states and blue states. What I see is American, United States. And folks, every single state out there finds themselves in trouble.
Okay, Captain, turn to the camera here. Okay, that is not true. Red states have not run up anything like the deficits that New York and California have run up. This is a bailout for blue states. Everybody understands that. Basically, whenever blue states do badly, Joe Biden says he doesn't see red states or blue states. The minute that red states do badly, suddenly he's talking about the evils of red states. Weird. Weird how that works. Okay, then the debate turned to illegal immigration. And there were a lot of people last night who started to put out misinformation on what Trump actually said on the stage. So there was a lot of talk about the story of some 500 kids who were separated from their parents at the border, because the way the law works is that either you have to release the entire family into the interior of the United States, or you have to separate the kids from the parents. Right? That is according to Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals law. So when they talk about forced family separation, the idea that there was an actual settlement, it's called the Flores Settlement, and it was put into place years and years and years ago. The basic idea is that you were not allowed to hold parents and children in custody. Right? You either had to separate the two by allowing the kids to be placed with other adults outside of custody and you keep the parents there, or you have to release everybody into the interior. And so this came up last night because it turns out that it's been difficult to reunify these kids with their parents. Well, in some cases, it's difficult to reunify them with their parents because some of the people who are bringing them over were not, in fact, their parents, right? They're brought with adults. Not all of them were brought with their parents, because Trump correctly pointed out that coyotes bring people across the border. Adults bring kids across the border, and then the kids have no adult to actually be with. It's not as though their parents came across with them. In some cases, apparently, the parents were deported, and the government is trying to find the parents so the kids can be reunified with the parents in the first place. But the kids are living, presumably, with family members or in conditions provided by the American federal government. That's bad. It's terrible. It's very, very sad. But you have a couple of choices. One is you can either release everybody into the interior of the country, and the other is you can engage in this forced family separation policy. The Trump administration has started releasing people into the interior of the country more because they didn't like the bad press. This issue came up, and it started to look bad for Trump here, because whenever there's a human issue that tugs at the heartstrings and it looks like you're on the wrong side, people start to get very angry at you. But Trump immediately flipped this, and it was a bad moment for Joe Biden, because the reality is that Joe Biden and Barack Obama initiated family separation policy during their administration. Here was Donald Trump going after Joe Biden.
Children are brought here by coyotes and lots of bad people, cartels, and they're brought here and they used to use them to get into our country. We now have as strong a border as we've ever had. We're over 400 miles of brand new wall. You see the numbers, and we let people in, but they have to come in legally, and they come in through
America. But how will you reunite these kids with their families, Mr. President?
Let me just tell you, they built cages. You know, they used to say, I built the cages, and then it was determined they were built in 2014. That was him. A lot of these kids come out without the parents.
Yeah. These 500-plus kids came with parents. They separated them at the border.
Who built the cages, Joe?
Let's talk about
who built the cages, Joe.
Okay, and that was the big question, right? And Joe couldn't answer it because the fact is that it was the Obama administration that built the cages. And then Biden kept going on about all the things he was going to do with regard to illegal immigration, and Trump went back to, again, that third theme, which is that Joe Biden has been in government forever and never did anything about any of this stuff.
He had 8 years to do what he said he was going to do. And I've changed without having a specific. We got rid of catch and release. We got rid of a lot of horrible things that they put in and that they lived with. But he had 8 years he was vice president. He did nothing except build cages to keep children in. He has no understanding of immigration or the laws. Catch and release is a disaster. A murderer would come in, a rapist would come in, a very bad person would come in. We would take their name. We have to release them into our country. And then you say they come back. Less than 1% of the people come back. We have to send ICE out and Border Patrol out to find them.
Okay, so it isn't true that only 1% of people show up for their court date. Most people, apparently about 50% of people, 75% of people, by various estimates, show up for that initial court date. The problem is, there's a secondary court date that is set, and usually that never comes to pass. So the 1% statistic is not coming from a place that I can verify, for sure. But it is true, the catch-and-release policy is a garbage policy, and it has released not 11 million illegal immigrants into the center of the country. It has released many, many more illegal immigrants, probably closer to 15 or 20 million illegal immigrants in the country at this point. More on that in just a second. But first, we are just a few days now away from Election Day. Early in-person voting is pretty much going on everywhere. Arizona, Michigan, Georgia, Ohio, Florida. Everybody is turning out in record-setting numbers. 50 million people have already voted. And there are lots of states where early in-person voting is already beginning or is about to begin right now. If you haven't gotten up to date at KeepAmericaAmerica.com, I'm urging you to visit it right now. The voting information and free resources they provide are trusted and up to date. While you're there, you can even sign up and be kept up to date via email. The 2016 election was decided by thousands of votes, not millions. Nearly 400,000 of you across the country have already gone to KeepAmericaAmerica.com. I'd love to see that number reach 1 million or more. Make this the biggest get-out-the-vote effort in conservative history, one the left-wing media cannot ignore. They're simple, but vitally important things you can do. You can vote. Visit KeepAmericaAmerica.com. Commit to take just one person to the polls, just one, or help someone complete a mail-in ballot. Do a little bit, do a lot, but do your part. Go to KeepAmericaAmerica.com right now. Again, that is KeepAmericaAmerica.com right now. If you're concerned about the election, I get this question an awful lot. What can I do to help? Here's what you can do. Go to KeepAmericaAmerica.com right now and get involved. Time grows short. KeepAmericaAmerica.com. Coming up, more from the Trump-Biden debate. Trump performed well last night. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Some gifts don't come wrapped in packages with bows and ribbons. They aren't hidden away, then torn into with reckless abandon. Some gifts are needs, like food or shelter, and those can be the most precious of all. In a year with fewer red kettles, help rescue Christmas for those facing poverty with a $25 monthly donation. Enlist in Love's Army at givewestwood.org.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help Now today at 800-837-0065. 800-837-0065. That's 800-837-0065.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gordon Christensen. When I became a dentist, I learned how quickly poor oral health can lead to other serious health problems. And for people without access to care, these problems can spiral very quickly. I wanted to help, so I joined Dental Lifeline Network. Right now, there's a wait list for patients in need in your community. I'm asking fellow dentists who will join me in seeing one patient per year.
To learn more, visit willyouseeone.org, furnished by Dental Lifeline Network.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Donald Trump definitely outperformed his usual last night during the debate. We are going through it in detail. Here is Trump clip 38, saying that, you know, you keep talking about how you're going to heal all the racial wounds of the country. Where have you been for the past several decades?
I do. And again, he's been in government 47 years. He never did a thing except in 1994 when he did such harm to the black community. And they were called, and he called them, super predators. Nobody has done more for the black community than Donald Trump. And if you look, with the exception of Abraham Lincoln, possible exception, but the exception of Abraham Lincoln, nobody has done what I've done.
Okay. This culminated with a very, very weak exchange for Joe Biden, right? All of this third line of attack that Biden's been in government forever and never done anything. This culminated in a really terrible moment, I thought, for Joe Biden. This would be clip 41. Okay, this is where Biden tries to explain how he was wrong about all of his criminal justice policies. Now, what's hilarious about this is that he actually was not wrong about all of his criminal justice policies. One of his only signal career accomplishments was actually lowering the crime rate via the 1994 crime bill and via some of the drug bills in the 1980s. The crack epidemic was horrible in the 1980s. The crime epidemic was horrible in the early 90s. But he has to run directly away from that because his own party hates it. So here was Joe Biden explaining what he's going to do now. And Trump again hammers him with, okay, so why didn't you do it? You've been here for 50 years. Why didn't you do it? And Biden's answer is so stunningly and blindingly bad that it actually stops the debate dead.
In the 80s, we passed 100%, all 100 senators voted for it, a bill on drugs and how to deal with drugs. It was a mistake. I've been trying to change the sense, and particularly the portion on cocaine. That's why I've been arguing that, in fact, we should not send anyone to jail for a pure drug offense. They should be going into treatment.
Why didn't you do it in the 8 years, a short time ago? Why didn't you do it? You just said, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. You put tens of thousands of mostly black young men in prison. Now you're saying you're going to undo that. Why didn't you get it done? You had 8 years with Obama. You know why, Joe? Because you're all talk and no action.
All right, Vice President Biden, and then we're going to move on to the next section.
We had a Republican Congress. That's the answer.
Well, you got to talk him into it, Joe. You got to talk him into it.
We're going to move on to our next section.
Like I did with criminal justice reform.
Okay.
I had to talk Democrats into it.
Gentlemen,
you did.
We're running out of time,
it.
So we got to get on to climate change, please.
Okay, so Joe Biden stops absolutely dead after he says, we had a Republican Congress. No, you didn't. For the first 2 years of the Barack Obama administration, not only did Democrats have a majority in the House, they had a super majority in the Senate. They had a filibuster-proof majority in the Senate. Okay, for the first 2 years of the Obama administration, that's how they got Obamacare done. They didn't lose the House until 2010. They didn't lose the Senate until 2014. So it's just not true. What he's saying there is overtly untrue. Okay, the bottom line is that he is all talk. He doesn't do anything. Trump is right about that. Okay, the final bad point for Joe Biden happened late in the debate. They're talking about environmentalism, and Biden has this very weird take that climate change is going to kill all humanity. And so he has pledged all of these radical policies that he actually probably doesn't like very much. And this culminated in what was probably the biggest boo-boo of the entire debate. And it will be in all of the campaign ads leading up to Election Day, particularly in Pennsylvania. So Trump is hammering him on fracking. Right? Trump is just saying, you said that you want to ban fracking. And Biden's like, no, I said I want to ban it on federal lands. Okay, he's actually said, broadly speaking, that he does want to ban fracking. And then he said, oh, yeah, by the way, I only meant federal lands. But there's tape of him saying over and over and over again that he would like to transition away from fracking or ban fracking or end fracking. Then he'll say, well, I'll just do it on federal lands. Okay, fine. Trump gets him to admit in this clip that he wants to end the oil industry.
Would you close down the oil industry?
By the way, I would transition from the oil industry, yes.
Oh,
I will
that's
transition.
A big statement.
It is a big statement.
That's a
because
big statement.
I would stop.
Why would you do that?
Because the oil industry pollutes significantly.
Oh, I see.
Here's the deal. But
that's a big statement.
That. Well, if you let me finish the statement, because it has to be replaced by renewable energy over time.
Okay. Will you remember that, Texas? Will you remember that, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma?
Vice President Biden, let me give you 10 seconds to respond,
Ohio.
And then I have to get to the final question. Vice President Biden.
He takes everything out of context.
No, you literally just said it 1 second ago. He did not, in fact, take it out of context. That was you 1 second ago declaring that you were going to end the oil industry in the United States of America. Okay, so no, that one's on you. And that's going to be in every campaign ad, and it should be in every campaign ad. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
Fall is the best time to plant. Cooler evenings and warmer soil makes a super combination for growing. What a great time it is to plant. Goldleaf Nursery's fall sale is on now. Take 30, 40, and 50% off ground covers, shrubs, and trees. The fall sale is going on now at Goldleaf Nursery. You don't want to miss the savings. Goldleaf Nursery, open Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Don't miss the fall sale going on now at Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
9.9 million Americans misused prescription drugs, with most of the prescription drugs coming from family and friends, often from medicine cabinets.
The National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day addresses this serious public health and safety issue.
Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Reading Civic Auditorium.
National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, Reading Civic Auditorium, Friday, October 23rd from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
312-9970.
The need has always been there. The need for food, shelter, compassion. This year, it just happens to be greater. If you need help, please reach out. If you can give help, please reach within. In a year with fewer red kettles, your $25 monthly donation helps rescue Christmas for the most vulnerable. Enlist in Love's Army at givewestwood.org.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689. Now,
welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. We're taking your calls at 855-236-3228. That is 855-236-3228. Daniel, calling all the way from Israel. You're on the Ben Shapiro Show. Go for it, Daniel.
Hey, Ben. How's it going?
It's going, dude. Go for it.
I wanted to understand how to handle these black and white night and day differences, I guess, between Republican and Democratic parties, where the Democrats have somehow come up with this idea that Donald Trump is responsible for 100% of the deaths in the United States. We're not talking about 10%, 20%, 30%. Every single death that has happened or hasn't happened in the United States is Donald Trump's responsibility somehow. How do we even handle a narrative war that's so absurd?
I mean, that is the big question for Trump. I thought that he handled it fairly well, actually, in the debate last night. He said, listen, this is a worldwide pandemic. We've seen huge numbers of deaths in blue states. We've seen huge numbers of deaths overseas. The notion that I am responsible for every death is immoral. He actually should have said that, right? He should have said, it is a nasty and immoral trick for you to suggest that every single person in the United States who has died thanks to COVID is my personal fault. Do you really believe that I want Americans to die of COVID? Is that your actual implication, Joe? I've heard that you're a nice guy, but that doesn't sound like a very nice thing to say, Joe. It sounds as though you're playing politics with a lot of dead folks. I mean, I think you should have hit him directly across the grill on that one, honestly.
I agree, but Biden's response was so simple. And again, along that same narrative war, saying that because Donald Trump won't, and again, he has, say that masks are absolutely needed, there's 200,000, lives on his head. That's their response. That's their narrative. To tell him that it's immoral, he's just going to come right back at him with the math, with the rallies that he's doing. How do you deal with the fact
right.
that putting 100%
Well, okay, look, I'm not going to pretend that I think that it was a – I'm not going to pretend I think that it was a smart strategic move for Trump to do these rallies. I don't. I think it was a very inept strategic move. I said this at the time. The Democrats owned whatever happened after the George Floyd Black Lives Matter protests. All Trump had to do at that point was say, you idiots, you're out there protesting in the streets in the millions while telling Americans that they can't go visit grandma in the hospital. Whatever happens from now on is on you. He had a real opportunity to flip the script on Democrats, and he didn't take it. The fact is that his rhetorical treatment of COVID has been a flaw for him, and he's paid the price for it pretty dearly in electoral terms. But the underlying sort of argument that is being made, which is that every single one of those deaths is on Trump's head, is obviously absurd. I mean, on its face, it's absurd. It's ridiculous. It's pretty disgusting, frankly. And I think Trump really should have hit him hard on that last night. I thought he handled it himself, not badly, but it probably could have been stronger. Daniel, I appreciate the call. Hayden in Mississippi, you're on the Ben Shapiro Show. Go for it, Hayden.
Good morning, Ben. First time caller, long time listener. I would like to hear from you what your perspective was, for the allegorical dagger that Trump issued to Biden last night that ultimately won the debate.
So I think there were a couple of moments that were real good for Trump. I think that there was a moment where he tried to redirect away from serious questions about his family by saying, but let's talk about your family. And Trump was like, you're such a politician. I was like, okay, that was good. I thought that getting Biden to admit on stage that he wants to kill the oil industry was a huge move for Trump. Or if it turns out that Trump wins Pennsylvania, that will be seen as a major presidential gaffe in years going forward. People will look back on that and they'll go, oh, that was a huge mistake. Right. So I think that is one of the moments that was very good for Donald Trump. I thought that Trump constantly hammering home the idea that Joe Biden is a do-nothing politician who's been picking up checks on Wall Street from his donors is not a bad point either. So I thought there were a lot of good moments for Trump last night, actually. I thought most of them had to do with him characterizing Biden. I also was kind of impressed. There were a couple moments of policy that I thought were kind of impressive from Trump because I didn't think that he knew enough to actually make the argument. At one point, they were arguing about minimum wage. And he said, I don't understand how you think that it's going to help businesses to raise the minimum wage. Like, Trump does have a baseline level of knowledge about how business works. I mean, he has run businesses. And so he was right about that when he hammered Biden on the public option. And then Biden said that Obamacare didn't cause people to lose their private insurance. I thought that was a good moment for Trump. But I think that the one that will tell over time if Trump ends up winning the election, if he wins the election, he's almost certainly going to need to win Pennsylvania. If he wins Pennsylvania, the fracking and oil argument is going to be seen as the moment that turned against Biden in the late days of the campaign, Hayden.
Completely agree. Biden's wishy-washy stance on fossil fuels will lose in Pennsylvania and Oklahoma. His stance on bars and gyms that he's going to close during his COVID policies will lose in Florida. And then Trump's going to be president for next 4 years. There you go.
Well, you know, from your mouth to God's ears, dude. I mean, I really hope that's what happens. We will find out in short order. Hayden, appreciate the call. Jacob in Georgia, you're on the Ben Shapiro Show. Go for it, Jacob.
Hi, Ben. First of all, I love your show. I listen to it every day while I deliver pizzas. So I'm in college, so I do that all the time.
Oh, awesome.
But I just wanted to see. Wait, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you just fine.
All right, cool. Sorry about that. But I just wanted to see how much impact you actually thought the debate is going to have on the race overall. You know, you talk about fracking and looking at Pennsylvania specifically, and if Trump wins that. But how much impact do you think the rest of the debate actually had on the rest of the race?
So I think that virtually everybody's mind is made up at this point. We've already seen 50 million votes cast across the country. People are voting early. They want to get their vote out of the way. They want to make sure they vote. And so the voter turnout rates are incredibly high. We've seen more votes early in the state of Florida than the entire vote in favor of Trump, who won the state last time. We've already seen over 4 million people vote early in Florida. I've been talking to some of my folks down here in Florida, and they are going day after day to the polling places to try and vote. And the lines are so long, they're just turning around and saying, I'll do it tomorrow. So as we approach the election, I would assume that those numbers are going to grow and grow. So do I think that the debate made a huge difference on that score? Not really. Do I think that there's an opportunity for the Trump shy voter to actually get enthusiastic or a little more enthusiastic? Sure. I think there are a lot of people out there who are kind of like me, right? They are wishy-washy on Trump's personality, to say the least, or they are disquieted by Trump's personality, or frankly, they don't like Trump as a person. They like a lot of his policies, but they feel that his rhetoric has been deeply counterproductive. They are frustrated with Trump and his tweets. And then they look at the debate last night. They're like, okay, that I can deal with. If Trump's like that, that I can deal with. Right? It is one thing to ask me to deal with Trump circa debate one, where he's talking over people and being rude and bloviating. It's another thing if Trump is just being Trump, but he's actually talking shop, right? That is another thing that that seemed easier to vote for. I think particularly that there are a lot of kind of wavering Republicans who are not never Trump Republicans, but feel uneasy with Trump, who may have been brought back into the fold last night. That may be enough to shift some of those very, very close states toward Trump. And in Senate races, it may be enough to bring Republicans out to vote for the Senate candidate saying, okay, well, I may not love Trump, but the Republicans definitely have to keep the Senate because Joe Biden seems a little scary. I mean, the guy wants to get rid of the entire oil industry.
Right. Yeah, this is the first election that I'm voting in because I'm only 18. So I definitely fit into that group of conservatives who look at Trump and I'm kind of, you know, I'm kind of pushed away from his personality. But then I look at his policy and I'm just like, I'm right there voting for you, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's right. I think there are a lot of people who feel that way. Again, the big flaw for Trump throughout his presidency is that, you know, getting people to vote for you is about making people comfortable voting for you and uncomfortable with your opponent. And Trump is pretty good at the last part, but making people comfortable voting for him is not his deal, right? I mean, he does not make people who are not fully committed to Trump comfortable voting for him. Last night made them a little more comfortable. I'm hoping that marginal change makes a difference. Appreciate the call. We'll take more of your calls in just a second. First, investors, are you seeking steady cash flow? You ready to diversify? Have you considered a proven real estate investment fund? The National Real Estate Investment Advisors, NRIA, has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18% to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today. Receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now, 800-700-5483. That is 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net. All righty. Saul in Florida, you're on the Ben Shapiro Show. Go for it, Saul.
Hello, Ben.
Saul, you're on the air.
First of all, welcome to Florida.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
I just want one thing. Did you get a chance to register to vote here yet?
You bet I did. I am definitely voting in a swing state for the first time in my life. I'm pretty excited about it.
Good for you. Your vote will actually make a difference at this state. my wife and I just voted personally yesterday. We don't trust the balance. But in any event, I wanted to get away a little bit from the debate last night and just ask you something that frustrates me and many of my friends. Why isn't there any kind of action or consequences for the phony Russia story, for the Ukraine story, for all these investigations that have been going on? And it seems like nothing ever happens. This, you know, the press conference yesterday by this guy Bobulinski about the Chinese company, we hear it and we say, oh, wow, the New York Post story, of course, the Hunter Biden story, the damning evidence. And guess what? Nothing ever happens. How do you explain that?
Well, I mean, honestly, look, the burden that you have to fulfill in order to prosecute someone is very, very high. The burden to make something politically unpalatable is very low. I mean, you can turn anything into a story, and you can use that story to hurt anybody, right? You can do Russian collusion for years on end without any evidence and hurt the president that way. And Trump, by the way, can go after Hillary's emails, which actually was criminal activity, but if it's been declared non-criminal activity, she's not prosecuted, that can damage her heavily politically, and it did. I mean, it absolutely did. So there's two types of damage that can happen. One is a political level of damage, and one is actual legal liability. The Hunter Biden email scandal, if that's what it is, has not been substantiated yet enough to actually substantiate charges of criminal activity. I've seen no criminal liability that has attached as of yet. Where there is criminal liability, it has attached, right? Devin Archer, who was one of Biden's business partners, is in jail for fraud right now. Another one of Biden's business partners is in jail for fraud right now. As far as Hunter Biden doing anything illegal, that has not yet been established. And so I'm very hesitant to call for the prosecution of people without full-on legal proof that they have actually committed a crime. That holds true with regard to Russiagate as well and Spygate. You know, were these criminal activities? There are some of them. Like, there is some criminal leaking by Andrew McCabe, maybe, that maybe should have been prosecuted. But as far as sort of the use of particular materials to take out fake FISA warrants, maybe criminal liability attaches there. But AG Barr is pretty good at his job. And if he is not trying to file charges against people on this basis, then I would assume they're a pretty slim read. That doesn't mean that bad things didn't happen. It just means that criminal things didn't happen. And there is a pretty wide difference between the two.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, and I appreciate it. It still is very frustrating, you know, that there were lies. The whole case against Mike Flynn was predicated upon, first of all, not providing exculpatory evidence of lying on FISA, the FISA warrant or something else. But there, to me, the way I understand it, based on the information I've been receiving and reading, is that there were criminal actions. You know, it is illegal to lie under penalty of perjury, particularly if you're an FBI agent, okay, in order to get somebody else in jail. I mean,
right. The problem is that it's very difficult to prove. So it's very difficult to prove that people are lying rather than just getting it wrong. That's always the defense. In virtually every case that requires motive, the defense is it's difficult to prove that I meant to do it as opposed to I just botched the job. And so presumably that would be the defense. But I understand the frustration for sure. I think that it's one of the problems with sort of how Trump has approached this in general is that it's always about lock her up. Why isn't the criminal justice system doing its job? Well, I mean, what he really should be saying is the way that you punish these people is at the ballot box. It turns out the greatest punishment for Hillary Clinton wouldn't have been going to jail. She received it in 2016 when she was rejected for her life goal of being president of the United States, Saul. And I think that's where Trump should be focusing people. Appreciate the call. Silas in Virginia, you're on the Ben Shapiro Show. Go for it, Silas.
Hi, Ben. Thanks for taking my call. My question is about last night's debate. Trump kind of made an off-the-cuff kind of comment that he thinks Republicans can flip the House in this election. I just want to know, what do you actually think the chances of that are? And if that actually were to happen, what would policy look like for the next couple of years?
So the chances are essentially zero. I do not think there's any shot that the Republicans flip the House. The map just does not line up for them. There are too many Republican retirements. There's a better shot that Democrats gain seats in the House than that they lose enough seats in the House to actually lose the majority. But if by some miracle Republicans were to gain the House, presumably that would be a wave that nobody foresees. That would be Trump in the presidency with a Republican Congress, with a Republican Senate. I would assume that large swaths of what Trump has put out as his health care plan are pursued. Attempts to free up markets, particularly across state lines. That's been a big talking point of his since 2016. I would assume that he makes the tax cuts permanent. I would assume on foreign policy that you would see, this has nothing to do with Congress, but you would see Saudi Arabia come into the Middle Eastern peace treaties that have been happening. I think that you would see many more judges confirmed. I think that there might be an attempt by Congress to restructure some of the entitlement programs, although Trump has said that he really doesn't want to touch them. And I think that you would see an attempt to crack down on the use of critical race theory on a governmental level in our educational programs. So more of the same is pretty much the answer there. Again, unfortunately, I think that's rather unlikely.
Did you know that the city of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Of Roe versus Wade. Again, I don't think that's what's going to happen. I don't think Roe versus Wade is getting overturned, even with Amy Coney Barrett on the court. I think the likely reality is that the court starts to pare back the so-called undue burden standard in Planned Parenthood versus Casey, and they start saying it's not an undue burden, for example, to have women get an ultrasound before they have an abortion. It's not an undue burden for abortion clinics to have admitting privileges at local hospitals. That's going to be where the abortion issue lives for the next few years. Already coming up, we're going to take more of your calls at 855-236-3228. That is 855-236-3228. Plus, we'll get back into everything debate-related. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Disasters don't stop during a pandemic, and neither does the American Red Cross. That's why we need local volunteers to help carry out our life-saving mission during a busy hurricane season. To safely provide help and hope, we're closely monitoring the COVID pandemic and working with local health officials. Together, we can help our community stay strong. Find out how you can train now to be a volunteer with the American Red Cross. Visit redcross.org. Volunteer today.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-837-0065. 800-837-0065. That's 800-837-0065.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Some gifts don't come wrapped in packages with bows and ribbons. They aren't hidden away, then torn into with reckless abandon. Some gifts are needs, like food or shelter. And those can be the most precious of all. In a year with fewer red kettles, help rescue Christmas for those facing poverty with a $25 monthly donation. Enlist in Love's Army at givewestwood.org.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. We are taking your calls on everything ranging from last night's debate to, well, last night's debate. Our number, 855-236-3228. That is 855-236-3228. Martin in Georgia, you're on the Ben Shapiro Show. Go for it, Martin.
When Joe Biden said that we should care about Americans' families rather than, his or Trump's family, was that an effective political strategy, you know, to kind of get away from, like, the Hunter Biden controversy?
No, I thought that was actually a terrible strategy, and I thought that Trump calling him out on it was the best moment of the debate for Trump. And the reason for that is because whenever you see politicians do very politician-y things, it kind of irks you. And when Biden did that, it irked me in the moment. And when Trump called him out on it, it was like, oh, that's satisfying. And when you watch a TV show, there's always one character that the writers write who's the voice of the audience. And in that moment, Trump was the voice of the audience. When Biden said, basically, I don't want to talk about this. We should talk about you. You, the American people. And he went direct to camera, and Trump was like, you're just trying to avoid the question. Like, we all know what you're doing right now. It was pretty spectacular. I hate when people, you saw it happen actually a couple of times during the Democratic debates. There was one point at which Kamala Harris was like, why are we all arguing with each other? And Julian Castro was like, because it's a debate, Kamala. And it was like, okay, fair. So yeah, I thought it was a bad tactic by Biden. I thought he brought it out at the wrong time. I thought it was ineffective. And I thought Trump was right to call him on it. So I thought that was one of the bright spots of the night for Trump for sure. Martin, I appreciate the call. John in Pennsylvania, you're on the Ben Shapiro Show. Go for it, John.
Hi, Ben. Huge fan of your work. I'm someone who voted for Trump in 2016 and figured, okay, he can't be that bad. He's governed way better than I expected. And I want to get your opinion on how he's been as a president so far compared to other presidents. Obviously, people try to say he's one of the most racist presidents ever, which is completely ridiculous. But just post-Nixon, how do you think he ranks among those presidents?
So post-Nixon, I would say that Reagan was the most conservative in terms of his rhetoric. I will say that Trump is probably the second most conservative in terms of his actual performance. Both of them blew out the spending. Reagan and Trump both blew out the spending. In terms of military policy, I would say that Reagan was more conservative, although Trump has been quite good on a lot of his Middle Eastern policy, particularly. Both of them pursued tax cuts. Both of them pursued conservative justices, although I think Trump with more success. So there's an argument to be made as to which one of them was more conservative in terms of actual policy prescriptions, in terms of what they have gotten done. Certainly, since Reagan, Trump is the most conservative in terms of policy. He's more conservative than Bush was in terms of policy. He is more conservative than H.W. for sure in terms of policy. In terms of rhetoric, I think that Trump has been a mess rhetorically. I think that when he's on teleprompter, he's given many good speeches. I think that his tweets have really harmed him. I think he's blown an opportunity to unify the country around an extraordinarily powerful agenda that brought about or helped bring about the most powerful economy of the last half century. I mean, again, there's a Gallup poll showing that almost 6 in 10 Americans say they are better off than they were 4 years ago. That should be a walk away for Trump, right? I mean, this should be just he walks away with the lead, with the race. It should be over. An incumbent president with a 56% rating on are you better off than you were 4 years ago should be clocking his opponent, particularly when his opponent is somnambulant, sleepwalking, nearly dead person with a long history of being quasi-corrupt in Congress and getting very little done except for stuff that pisses off his own base. Right? I mean, like this should not be a hard race for Trump. It is Trump's rhetoric that has hurt him here. And that is why when you talk about his performance, I've always separated it along a few different tracks. In terms of executive policy, I think overall, pretty good. I think in terms of legislative policy, I would say like B minus, C plus. In terms of rhetoric, I would say closer to a D or an F, because how else do you explain the fact that his policy has been so wildly successful and yet he is still so wildly unpopular? That's a mistake on his part, and it's too bad. I mean, it really is.
Definitely. I think the media plays a huge part in that. But if we could somehow, for sure, in a lab, make someone with the attitude and force of Trump, but the rhetorical skills of Reagan, it'd probably be the most most successful Republican politician ever. That's why he should run in 2024.
I would really not like to do that. I appreciate that the nice words, John, but I would hate to do that. That sounds absolutely awful. I appreciate the call, however. All righty, we're going to get back into the debate coming up. Obviously, a lot to go through. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Navy training plane has gone down in an Alabama residential neighborhood near the Gulf Coast, killing both crew members. No injuries on the ground. Navy says the plane had flown out of Naval Air Station Whiting Field, some 30 miles northeast of Pensacola. At a campaign rally, President Trump says he'll have a lot of rallies leading up to the election.
We'll be doing two or three of these, and then four of these, and then we're going to end up five or six of these a day. Do you believe that? Is this any kind of a life? Is this a life? Who can do that? Who can do that? Do you think Sleepy Joe can do that? I don't think so.
President says challenger Joe Biden has a, quote, one-track mind, and his energy vision would hurt America's seniors. U.S. postal records showing delivery delays persisting across the nation as millions of Americans begin voting by mail, continuing to raise the possibility of ballots being rejected because they arrive too late. Also at townhall.com, raging fire in Grand County, Colorado. Sheriff Brett Schroetland says he knows the changing reports from the fire are very hard on evacuees waiting to hear if their homes have been spared.
We're not withholding information. We're not trying to delay information getting out there. We don't know. I've been through many of these areas up in there, and things change every pass through that I go.
Officials say this blaze simply exploded rapidly in size. U.S. Embassy in Turkey has received credible reports of a possible attack on Americans as well as other foreigners in the area. Now, the embassy issued that security alert Friday, saying it had information about potential terrorist attacks and kidnapping against Americans and foreign nationals. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. No one really knows what the future will bring, but one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Texas Senator John Cornyn blasting Democrats for questioning Amy Coney Barrett's fitness for the Supreme Court based on her Catholic beliefs. Bob Agnew reports.
Cornyn says it began back in 2017 when Barrett was nominated as a circuit court judge.
Having to listen to statements like, well, the dogma lives loudly within you because she's a woman of faith,
suggesting she might violate her oath as a judge and impose her own views. Cornyn says Barrett's made it clear that a judge's job is to apply the law as written.
Whether it's the Constitution itself or the laws that Congress passes.
Something Cornyn says Barrett's done for years, helping to earn her the left-leaning ABA's top rating of well-qualified. Bob Agnew reporting.
Judge reducing bond to $100,000, that for a man accused of assisting in a scheme to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and to commit other violence against state government. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. You could say it's a different kind of Gap at the mall.
The Gap is moving away from the nation's malls.
The San Francisco-based brand was for decades a fixture at shopping malls around the country. Now it says it's closing 220 stores by early 2024. The parent company is also shutting down 130 Banana Republic stores. The moves are part of a three-year plan that will see Gap focus on outlets and its e-commerce business. Gap joins other clothing retailers in trying to reinvent themselves during the COVID-19 pandemic. The outbreak forced many non-essential stores to temporarily close in the spring and early summer. Keith Peters reporting.
Game 3 of the World Series belongs to the Los Angeles Dodgers. Dodgers knocking off the Tampa Bay Rays tonight. Final was 6-2. Now take a 2-1 lead in the series. Of course, it is, as always, a best-of-7 event. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Larkspur Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
He's trailing in virtually every swing state, although narrowly. He's trailing nationally, not particularly narrowly. So last night was perhaps his final opportunity to recast the race. And I will say that he definitely showed up. He definitely showed up. He showed up and he made a multifaceted case against Joe Biden and for himself. So argument number one that Trump really relied upon was the argument that Joe Biden is lockdown king. That when it comes to COVID, Joe Biden is doom and gloom all the time, and he is very much in favor of lockdowns. Now, Biden's line here has been that Donald Trump is responsible for every single person who has died of COVID, which is totally crazy. I mean, that's a nuts line. And the fact he's been able to get away with it for months demonstrates how corrupt our media are. Here was Joe Biden making that case last night. This is clip 14.
220,000 Americans dead. If you hear nothing else I say tonight, hear this. Anyone who's responsible for not taking control, in fact, not saying I take no responsibility initially. Anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States of America. If we just wore these masks, the president's own advisors have told him, we could save 100,000 lives. So this is the same fellow who told you this is going to end by Easter last time. This is the same fellow who told you that, don't worry, we're going to end this by the summer. We're about to go into a dark winter, a dark winter. And he has no clear plan, and there's no prospect that there's going to be a vaccine available for the majority of the American people before the middle of next year.
Doom and gloom, doom and gloom. Well, again, everything that Biden says is dependent on you believing that doom and gloom are around the corner and that lockdowns are the best policy and all this. Well, Trump provided a different vision, which is we're going to have to learn to live with this because if there are no solutions, we're going to have to learn to live with it. So one of the two things has to be true, Joe. Either we are going to have a vaccine around the corner, or we're going to have to learn to live with things as they are. Here was Trump making that case last night.
We're learning to live with it. We have no choice. We can't lock ourselves up in a basement like Joe does. He has the he has the ability to lock himself up. I don't know. He's obviously made a lot of money someplace, but he has this thing about living in a basement. People can't do that. By the way, I, as the president, couldn't do that. I'd love to put myself in the basement or in a beautiful room in the White House and go away for a year and a half until it disappears. I can't do that. I caught it. I learned a lot. I learned a lot. Great doctors, great hospitals. And now I recovered. 99.9% of young people recover. 99% of people recover.
We have to recover. We can't close up our nation. We have to open our school, and we can't close up our nation, or you're not going to have a nation.
And, of course, the CDC has said young people can get sick with COVID-19 and can pass it.
People are learning to die with it. You folks home will have an empty chair at the kitchen table this morning. That man or wife going to bed tonight and reaching over to try to touch their, out of habit, where their wife or husband was, is gone. Learning to live with it. Come on. We're dying with it. Because he has never said, he said it's dangerous. When's the last time? Is it really dangerous still? Are we dangerous? You tell the people it's dangerous now. What should they do about the danger? And you say, I take no responsibility.
Okay, so this is the contrast in visions. Biden is saying, lock it all down. It's all going to be a disaster. Hundreds of thousands more will die. And Trump is saying, well, actually, we are much better at treating this thing now, which is true. He is saying that we are getting close to a vaccine, which is also true. So that was point number one, is I want to reopen the economy. I want people to be able to go out and do things. I'm done with the panic, and people should not be panicked. It's right to be concerned. It is wrong to be panicked. That to me, is a better line. Okay, that was line of attack number one for Trump. Line of attack number two is that Joe Biden is corrupt. So it is unconfirmed at this point that Joe Biden took foreign cash. Okay, Joe Biden denies it, and we have no evidence that Joe Biden took foreign cash. We don't. Donald Trump unleashed on this, suggesting that Joe Biden has gotten rich off of foreign contracts. Again, this has to be fact-checked. Some of this just isn't true. But as far as an effective political tactic, I assume that it is somewhat more effective than simply allowing Joe Biden to claim that he is pure as the driven snow. Here is Donald Trump suggesting that Joe Biden got $3.5 million from Russia. He did not. Hunter got $3.5 million from Russia. Here was Trump.
Joe got $3.5 million from Russia, and it came through Putin because he was very friendly with the former mayor of Moscow, and it was the mayor of Moscow's wife. And you got $3.5 million. Your family got $3.5 million. And, you know, someday you're going to have to explain, why did you get $3.5 million? I think you have to clean it up and talk to the American people. Maybe you can do it right now.
I have not taken a penny from any foreign source ever in my life. We learned that this president paid 50 times the tax in China, has a secret bank account with China, does business in China, and in fact is talking about me taking money. I have not taken a single penny from any country whatsoever, ever. Number one. Number two, this is a president. I have released all of my tax returns. The foreign countries are paying you a lot. Russia's paying you a lot. China's paying you a lot.
I don't make money from China. You do. I don't make money from Ukraine. You do. I don't make money from Russia. You made $3.5 million, Joe, and your son gave you. They even have a statement that we have to give 10% to the big man. You're the big man, I think. I don't know. Maybe you're not. But you're the big man, I think. Your son said we have to give 10% to the big man. Joe, what's that all about?
Okay, so Joe Biden didn't answer that question, obviously. And then Biden did this thing where he swiveled the camera. This is a bad moment for Biden. It was a real bad moment for Biden because Trump called him out on it. And that was, you don't want to talk about your family's corruption. And so you're trying to use the American people in order to avoid talking about it. We'll get to that clip in just one second because it was a good moment for Trump. First, let us talk about the fact that you are consuming an awful lot of media these days. We can tell. We can see the numbers. And that means that you need a great pair of wireless earbuds. Well, what are the best wireless earbuds on the market for the best possible price? I'm talking about wireless earbuds from Raycon. Raycon's newest model, the Everyday E25s. Those are the best ones yet. 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, a more compact design, a noise-isolating fit. Raycon earbuds are stylish and discreet. No dangling wires, no stems. They fit your ear perfectly because you can customize them to fit your ear perfectly. They come with a variety of fits, and you can customize them personally. Give them a try. Raycon has a 45-day free return policy, so you can make sure they are the pair of wireless earbuds for you. Now, for a limited time, get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/Ben. I've been using my Raycons because, again, they fit my ear perfectly, and they sound great, and they look good, too. That's buyraycon.com/Ben for a special 15% discount on Raycon wireless earbuds. BUYRAYCON.com/Ben. BuyRaycon.com/Ben. Go check them out right now. And when you use that slash Ben, you get a special 15% discount. BuyRaycon.com/Ben. Okay, so Joe Biden, this sort of corruption talk culminates in Joe Biden trying to redirect away from it and Trump slapping him around over it.
Nothing was unethical. Here's what the deal.
His son didn't have a job for a long time, was sadly no longer in the military service. I won't get into that. And he didn't have a job. As soon as he became vice president, Burisma, not the best reputation in the world, I hear they paid him $183,000 a month. Listen to this.
183, and they gave him a $3 million upfront payment.
All right.
And he had no energy.
I'm going to let the Vice President respond to that quickly, and then I need to get to a question to you. Very
no basis for that. Everybody investigated that. No one said anything he did was wrong in Ukraine.
Okay, that is not true. Okay, nobody has ever said that Hunter Biden's activity in Ukraine was on the up and up. Hunter Biden has not said his activity in Ukraine had nothing to do with the Biden name. Again, this ended with Joe Biden trying to redirect. He said he doesn't want to talk about the substantive issues, and Trump just hammers him.
He doesn't want to talk about the substantive issues. It's not about his family and my family. It's about your family. And your family's hurting badly. If you're making less than, if you're a middle-class family, you're getting hurt badly right now.
That's
a typical political statement. Let's get off this China thing. And then he looks, the family, around the table, everything. Just right. A typical politician when I see that.
Let's talk
I'm
about
not
North
a typical
Korea.
Politician.
Okay.
That's why I got elected.
Okay. So, good point. Point to Trump there. I mean, that is the most irritating tactic, is when politicians try to avoid the question by saying, you, the American people, don't care about this. Well, who are you to decide what I care about and what I don't care about? Okay, so that was line of attack number two for Trump, is that he is a longtime corrupt politician. And that has some truth to it, regardless of the specifics. And again, I think it's immoral to lay out specifics that are not true. I think that's wrong of Trump to do. But it happens to be true that there's a longtime history of Joe Biden trafficking in his own political name and money changing hands, or at least deals changing hands on his behalf. Okay, so then Trump unleashed his third attack on Biden. And this one I thought was maybe the most effective. And that is that Biden's never done anything. He's been in government forever and doesn't do anything. So he unleashed this attack over and over and over again. This would be him talking about Biden on healthcare. So Biden, first of all, unleashed the lie that Obamacare did not result in people losing their private insurance. That is simply a lie. I mean, that's not true. But then Trump hammered him. And he said, listen, you've been there forever. And he said this on healthcare. He said this on illegal immigration. And he said it on race. He says, you've been here literally your entire life, like since you were too young to properly be in the Senate. And you've not done anything. This is clip 28.
I do. And again, he's been in government 47 years. He never did a thing except in 1994 when he did such harm to the black community. And they were called, and he called them, super predators. Nobody has done more for the black community than Donald Trump. And if you look, with the exception of Abraham Lincoln, possible exception, but the exception of Abraham Lincoln, nobody has done what I've done.
Okay. And then, finally, we get to the final boo-boo here. Okay, so what Trump did a good job of is pointing out where Biden was just either lying or making boo-boos. So Biden kept saying that he is wonderful on illegal immigration, and Trump would say, really, you built the cages, which is true. Okay, and then Trump got Biden to admit full out that he wants to destroy the oil industry in the United States. If you don't think this is going to play in Pennsylvania, I do not know what political planet you are living on. Here is Trump getting Biden to admit that he wants to kill millions of American jobs by killing the oil industry outright.
Would you close down the oil industry?
By the way, I would transition from the oil industry, yes.
Oh,
I would
transition.
It is a big statement.
That's a
because
big statement.
I would stop.
Why would you do that?
Because the oil industry pollutes significantly.
Oh, I see.
And here's the deal. But
that's
you can't
a big
do
statement.
That. Well, if you let me finish the statement, because it has to be replaced by renewable energy over time. Over time. And I'd stop giving to the oil industry, I'd stop giving them federal subsidies. Ooh. He won't give federal subsidies to solar and wind.
Yeah.
Why are we giving it to oil industry?
We actually do give
right.
it to solar and wind.
We
and
have
that's
one
maybe the biggest
question.
Statement in terms of business. That's the biggest statement.
Okay.
Because basically what he's saying
question,
is he is
Mr.
going
President.
To destroy the oil industry.
Okay.
Will you remember that, Texas? Will you
okay.
remember that, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma?
Vice President Biden, let me give you 10 seconds to respond,
Ohio.
And then I have to get to the final question. Vice President Biden.
He takes everything out of context.
Okay, he didn't take it out of context. You literally said it 1 second ago. It was a bad debate for Joe Biden. It was a pretty good debate for President Trump. We'll talk in just a second with Sean Trendy of Real Clear Politics about whether this has any impact on the race going forward. First, let's talk about the fact that if you've never heard of home title theft, you're not alone. But if it were to happen to you, it would suck royally. Home title theft is incredibly dangerous to you and your finances. Your home title is kept online. It is digitized. It's kept on government and business servers and in the cloud where it can be hacked. A sophisticated cyber thief can find your home title, forge your signature on a quitclaim deed, stating you sold your home to the person, and then take out loans against the home until all your equity is gone and you're in debt. You won't know until the collection agencies start calling you. And you're not protected by insurance or bank or common identity theft programs. This is why you need Home Title Lock. Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's title. The instant they detect tampering, they help shut it down cold. Go to HomeTitleLock.com, register your address to see if you're already a victim, and then use code RADIO for 30 free days of protection. That is code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com. The last thing you want to do is find out that you're already a victim of home title theft by the time you access Home Title Lock. So go check them out today. Search your address, see if you've already been victimized, and then protect yourself at HomeTitleLock.com. Use code RADIO for 30 free days of protection. It is a cheap and easy way of ensuring that your most powerful asset, your most financially viable asset, is not used against you. Go check them out at HomeTitleLock.com. Use code RADIO for 30 free days of protection. All right, coming up, Sean Trendy of Real Clear Politics joins us to talk polls. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help Now today at 800-837-0065. 800-837-0065. That's 800-837-0065.
The need has always been there. The need for food, shelter, compassion. This year, it just happens to be greater. If you need help, please reach out. If you can give help, please reach within. In a year with fewer red kettles, your $25 monthly donation helps rescue Christmas for the most vulnerable. Enlist in Love's Army at givewestwood.org.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. We are joined on the line by Sean Trendy, Real Clear Politics senior elections analyst. He is also the author of The Lost Majority, Why the Future of Government is Up for Grabs and Who Will Take It. Sean, thanks for joining the show. Good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me.
So looking at the polls, it looks as though the national polls may be narrowing just slightly. It looks like we are within margin of error in a lot of the Sunbelt states, North Carolina, Florida, Arizona. It looks like Trump has more ground to make up in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan at this point. Which of the three Rust Belt states do you think Trump has the best opportunity of taking? Because he does need to take one of those three to win election, even if he were to retain all of the other states.
I'm a little bit surprised, but it seems like Pennsylvania is the state where he's probably coming the closest. You know, the Biden campaign sent Barack Obama. Obama there. Bernie Sanders is doing a kind of virtual rally there. So I think there's a general consensus that that's the state that's the shakiest for the Biden team.
All right. How much do you think, when it comes to Pennsylvania, Biden's little gaffe last night in which he basically said he was going to end the oil industry? Now he says, oh, don't worry, I'm just transitioning it. And when I say I don't like fracking, I really just mean federal lands. Trump is leaning very heavily on that in Pennsylvania. Do you think that that has play in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, the Western Pennsylvania economy has honestly been revolutionized over the course of the past two decades with shale, with the shale oil boom. A lot of people there made a lot of money off of oil that had been sitting under family lands for centuries. To have that, the threat of that even cut off in an ancestrally Democratic part of the state, it is potentially a problem for Biden.
So, meanwhile, obviously, the debate happened last night. There are always these kind of snap polls that I think show you very little about who actually believes that, that anybody won the debate. I think it's really only in the aftermath of a debate, as the polls come in, that you start to see how people's underlying feelings manifest. My feeling last night is that that was a much better Trump. I'm not sure that it changes a lot of people's minds, per se, about Trump, but it may make some kind of marginal Republicans, people who are thinking of voting for Trump but were kind of uncomfortable with him after that last debate and after his behavior, a little bit more likely to vote for him. And that could make a difference, particularly in states like Florida that are extremely narrow, or Arizona that seem to be extremely narrow. Do you think the debates will have, that last debate particularly, will have any impact on the election going forward?
I don't think it'll have a huge impact. And traditionally, that's what we see. The debates just don't matter that much. But I think you're actually spot on with your point about who it might matter for being important. Marginal Republican voters who want to vote, aren't comfortable voting for Democrats, but aren't comfortable voting for Trump personally, to see a relatively normal Trump in that debate probably helps.
So, Sean, we've been talking a lot about polling and polling error and are the polls wrong or are the polls not wrong? So make the case for me, one, that the polls are wrong, and two, that the polls are not wrong, because I've heard the case from both sides, and honestly, we're not going to know until afterward. But it seems to me that if the poll averages have Trump down in every swing state, and they have him down almost 8 points nationally in the Real Clear Politics poll average, and somehow he wins, then pollsters need to learn to code.
Yeah, you know, the case for the polls being right is pretty straightforward, which is that over the course of several election cycles, they are right. If you take the average poll error going back to 1998, it ends up being about 7/10 of a point towards the Democrats. So overall, polls are unbiased. With that said, within given elections, it's not uncommon to see a poll error of 3 points either direction. Now, I emphasize that either direction. It could be that our poll average say that Biden's going to win by 7 and he ends up winning by 10. But it is also possible that if they say he's going to win by 7, he wins by 4. And winning by 4 is a scenario where Trump probably has a very good shot of winning the Electoral College.
So if there is, in fact, a shy Trump vote out there, which is what seems to be the case that is being made by a lot of Trump supporters, is that the polls are not taking into account this shy Trump vote, people who are lying to pollsters or not being polled by pollsters, in sort of the same way that in 2012 there was a lot of talk about how Romney was doing really well in the swing states, and then a huge number of first-time black voters showed up. It's very difficult, notoriously, to poll first-time voters. Are there any indicators that that might be true, or is it more just sort of gut-level speculation and anecdotal evidence?
You know, there's the question about all the new registrants that we've seen in states like Florida and Pennsylvania. Are they getting picked up by the polls? And probably getting picked up by some polls, but not others. But, you know, that the Trump voter is characterized by low levels of social trust. You know, people who don't think the system works for them. And so you can tell an easy story where they hear, I'm from the New York Times, and just hang up the phone. It's a genuine concern. You know, I see polls showing Biden leading by double digits among seniors, and I can tell a story where that could be the case, given COVID and Joe Biden's age. I can also tell a story, though, that is the shy Trump vote manifests, and there are a lot of old voters that just don't want to talk to pollsters.
So when we look at the state of the race right now, you know, how much do you think there's going to be a differentiation between the presidential race and the Senate race? I know we've talked a lot, obviously, it's a presidential year, about the presidential race. It seems like the polls are actually tightening up more in certain places like North Carolina, maybe in Iowa, than they had been previously. Right now, it seems like people are ballparking the chances of a Senate Democratic takeover at maybe 70%, 65%. Where do you put the chances of that Senate Democratic takeover? Or is it possible that we get something similar to 2018, where Democrats perform really well overall in the House, but somehow slightly underperform in some of the big gubernatorial races, like in Florida, for example?
The best thing that the Republicans have going for them is that the majority maker states, the two states that will make the difference between them having a majority and not having it, are Iowa and North Carolina. And those are states that are probably a little more Republican than the country as a whole. And so you can imagine a scenario where Donald Trump loses by 6 points nationally, but Republicans hold on in those states. I honestly see it as a coin flip. We've seen the Senate races in Iowa and North Carolina seemingly tighten in the last few days, where it's probably just a 1 or 2 point race right now. The Republicans could easily end up holding serve in the Senate.
Well, Sean Trendy from Real Clear Politics, as a Republican, from your mouth to God's ears, I appreciate the I appreciate the analysis, and I'm sure we'll talk to you in the very near future.
Thank you.
This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days' worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
'89.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, one of the ways that you know that Donald Trump won the debate last night is the reaction of members of the media who absolutely lost it last night. They were very, very upset with Donald Trump. They said that he was playing dirty pool. Dirty pool. Okay, so, let's just be straight about this. Joe Biden, in that debate, accused Donald Trump of killing 220,000 people. He then accused him of being the most racist president in American history. Right? He put all those accusations, but don't worry, that's not dirty pool. It's only dirty pool if Donald Trump mentions Hunter Biden. So Jake Tapper got very upset about this last night on CNN and went off and somehow tied what Trump was saying to QAnon and Pizzagate or something, which, again, what? Say what? Like, it's amazing how instead of just taking Biden's denial at face value, instead they have to try and claim that this is Russian disinformation. It was something that Biden tried to do in the middle of the debate as well. Right. He tried to claim that it was Russian disinformation. And Trump was like, what are you talking about? What are you saying right now? And here is that clip from the debate.
What's happening here is, you know who I am, you know who he is, you know his character, you know my character, you know our reputations for honor and telling the truth. I am anxious to have this race. I am anxious to see this take place. I am, the character of the country is on the ballot.
If this stuff is true about Russia, Ukraine, China, other countries, Iraq, if this is true, then he's a corrupt politician.
Right.
So don't give me the stuff about how you're this innocent baby. Joe, they're calling you a corrupt politician.
There are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this is has all the care. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage. Nobody believes it except his and his good friend, Rudy Giuliani.
You mean the laptop is now another Russia hoax?
That's exactly where he's going.
The laptop is Russia, yes. Russia,
gentlemen,
Russia?
I want to stay on the issue of race.
You
okay?
have to be kidding. Here
Mr.
we go
President?
Again with Russia.
Okay, there's not one iota of evidence that this is Russian disinformation at this point. Maybe it will turn out to be. But the DNI, John Ratcliffe, Director of National Intelligence, says, nope, not Russian disinformation. It didn't stop Jake Tapper from mirroring Biden's preferences last night on CNN. Here was Tapper.
He is running the single most negative, sleazy campaign in American history for a major party candidate. The campaign that Trump and his allies in the media and his members of his family and the Trump-allied websites and such are leveling with charges so heinous, I'm not even going to say them. Just nonsense, crap. Tied into QAnon, tied into Pizzagate, tied into the worst things you could say about a person with no evidence, just completely made up, is so disgusting and so beneath what this election should be.
Meanwhile, how bad was this for Joe Biden last night? We could tell how bad it was from the defenses being trotted out there by other members of the media. Suddenly, Joy Reid was a big fan of the 1994 crime bill. So Joy Reid, who is a racial radical who believes that America is systemically racist and who no doubt believes that America's crime-fighting attempts in the 1990s were deliberately targeted specifically at black Americans. Now, all of a sudden, she's defending and contextualizing the 1994 crime bill. It's pretty incredible how the entire media have decided it's time to contextualize Biden. So for a while there, it was, if you support tough-on-crime policies, you're bad. Now it's, if you support tough-on-crime policies, you're good, so long as your name is Joe Biden. In fact, it's perfectly acceptable that you supported those policies way back when. I have a feeling that if a Republican running who had supported the 94 crime bill, they wouldn't be quite so sanguine about it. Here was Joy Reid defending the 1994 crime bill on MSNBC to defend Joe Biden by proxy.
Yes, he did spearhead the crime bill. But let's just remember that there are a lot of African-American elected officials, including in Congress, who voted for the crime bill and who wanted the crime bill. The context was the crack epidemic was tearing through black communities and black pastors were demanding a bill. He put that bill together that also included an assault weapons ban. It also included the Violence Against Women Act. Let's just remember the context.
And everybody's nodding along, Nicole Wells. It's true. Now we've got context, guys. Context, context. Weird. It's weird how you always want to provide context for everything Joe Biden says. By the way, some of the Democrats who pretend to be fact checkers are pretty clear about this. So, for example, Daniel Dale literally tweeted out, Biden was, again, imperfect from a fact check perspective. He made at least a few false, misleading, or lacking in context claims. Trump was, as usual, a serial liar. So the way this works is that if Joe Biden just says things that are patently untrue over and over, that's because he's a good man who makes a few false, misleading, or lacking in context claims. You just have to contextualize them and explain them. But Trump is just a brutal, vicious, horrible, terrible, no good, very bad liar. I mean, this is just hackery. It's just hack. And the fact-checking community, they are hacks. They are absolute damned hacks. The fact that social media use these fact-checkers as a way of suppressing conservative content, this is what they do. Right? What they do is they'll take sites like mine, Daily Wire, and then they'll go over to PolitiFact. PolitiFact will then proceed to fact-check implications that we didn't even make in our articles. And then Facebook will say, well, since PolitiFact has fact-checked your article, you are now suppressed. The fact-checkers, who's checking the fact-checkers? And the answer is, at this point, no one. They are being used as though they are a nonpartisan source when they are not. Daniel Dale is a hack. He is a hack. Okay, and these fact-checkers are by and large hacks. It's not just Daniel Dale. And there's a fact-check. There's a hilarious fact-check from CBS News that was pretty good. Okay, here was the fact check. Biden says, quote, we did not separate children from their families. And he said the Trump administration did. Fact check, true. And then here was how they explained that. Quote, the Obama administration only separated migrant children from families under certain limited circumstances, such as when the child's safety appeared at risk or when the parent had a serious criminal history, according to the Associated Press. Wait a second. I thought that you just said that it was true that the Obama administration did not separate children from their families. And then you just said in your fact check that they separated children from their families. This is the entire fact-checking industry. They're just a damned joke. They're a damned joke. And the fact that so many members of the media continue to pretend that these fact-checking institutions are in any way objective is astonishing. Truly crazy. Joe Biden lied a lot last night. And let's put it out there. He did. Joe Biden, in fact, repeated the single biggest lie of probably the last 10 years. And he suggested that no one lost their health insurance under Obamacare. That is an absolute incredible lie. Here's Biden doing exactly this, clip 30.
What I'm going to do is pass Obamacare with a public option. It'll become Biden Care. The public option is an option that says that if you, in fact, do not have the wherewithal to be, if you qualify for Medicaid and you do not have the wherewithal in your state to get Medicaid, you automatically are enrolled, providing competition for insurance companies. That's what's going to happen. Secondly, we're going to make sure we reduce the premiums and reduce drug prices by making sure that there's competition that doesn't exist now by allowing the Medicare to negotiate drug prices with the insurance companies. Thirdly, the idea that I want to eliminate private insurance, the reason why I had such a fight with 20 candidates for the nomination was I support private insurance. That's why I didn't. Not one single person with private insurance would lose their insurance under my plan, nor did they under Obamacare.
Okay, that last one is an overt lie. 4 million Americans apparently lost their private insurance under Obamacare. In fact, that was touted as the lie of the year in 2013 by PolitiFact. Because Obama used to say that kind of crap. Obama used to go out there and be like, no one's losing their health insurance. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. It was a lie. It was obviously a lie. And now Biden is telling us, but don't worry, guys. He just makes mistakes. He just makes mistakes out there. We can't hold him accountable for mistakes. He's a good-hearted fellow, this Joe Biden. Donald Trump's a serial liar, but Joe Biden, a truth teller, down to his marrow. Okay, we'll get to more of this in just 1 second. First, let's talk about the fact that it's pretty obvious when I don't get a good night's sleep. Like, it comes out on the air. Last night, I did not get a good night's sleep. I was up very late doing debate coverage. And then I was up very early getting ready for today's show. But in those brief moments when I was able to rest, I required my Helix Sleep mattress. And why is it so great? Well, it is made personally for me. I am one of a kind. That's why I sleep on a mattress designed specifically for me, and you can too. Helix Sleep has built a quiz. It takes 2 minutes to complete. They use the answers to match your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. If you like a mattress that's really soft or firm, if you sleep on your side or your back or your stomach, if you sleep really hot with Helix, there's a specific mattress for each and everybody's unique taste, like me. Just go to helixsleep.com/Shapiro. They will match you to a mattress that'll give you the best sleep of your life. I sleep on a Helix Sleep mattress, but you don't need to take my word for it. Helix was rated the best mattress of 2019 by both GQ and Wired magazine. Everything is made right here in America. They've got a 10-year warranty. You get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. If you try Helix and you don't like it, they pick it right up for you, no problemo. Right now, Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders. Get up to $200 off at helixsleep.com/Shapiro. That is helixsleep.com/Shapiro. So Biden said a lot of things that just were not true yesterday. Many, many things that simply were not true. Right? So not only did he suggest that that Obamacare was not responsible for people losing their private health insurance, Joe Biden also suggested, hilariously enough, that the United States once had a good relationship with Hitler. So that was a weird take from Joe Biden. He was talking about North Korea, and suddenly he just throws that one in. Here was Joe Biden making weird historical references about Hitler that make no sense.
They tried to meet with him. He wouldn't do it. North Korea, we're not in a war. We have a good relationship. You know, people don't understand. Having a good relationship with leaders of other countries is a good thing.
We have a lot of questions to get to.
Your response. We had a good relationship with Hitler before he, in fact, invaded Europe, the rest of Europe. Come on.
Nope, we did not. Okay, other lies that Joe Biden told last night. My favorite is when he pretended that his son Hunter is on the up and up. Now, even Hunter knows Hunter is not on the up and up. Like, every human knows that Hunter is not on the up and up. So, here was Joe Biden claiming that Hunter Biden never did anything unethical. This would be clip 25. This is just not true.
Nothing was unethical. Here's what the deal.
His son didn't have a job for a long time, was sadly no longer in the military service. I won't get into that. And he didn't have a job. As soon as he became vice president, Burisma, not the best reputation in the world, I hear they paid him $183,000 a month. Listen to this. $183,000, and they gave him a $3 million upfront payment.
All right.
And he had no energy.
I'm going to let the vice president respond to that quickly, and then I need to get to a question to you. Very
no basis for that. Everybody investigated that. No one said anything he did was wrong in Ukraine.
That is not true. In fact, the State Department at the time said that there was a conflict of interest, but they didn't want to tell Joe because Joe was too concerned about what was going on with his other son, understandably enough, Bo, who was suffering from brain cancer at the time. But Hunter knows that he was trafficking with daddy's name. Everybody knows that that was the case. And so the notion that Joe Biden is some sort of honest broker is insane. He's in fact not a particularly honest human being. He says things all the time that are just not true. Like all the time. It's truly amazing that he's been able to get away with it for so long. Honestly, this was one that it boggles the mind that this has become such a talking point because it is such an overt lie. But it has in fact become a talking point. So they're talking about climate change. And Trump makes the point that he's not going to sacrifice tens of millions of jobs. It's clip 42. I'm not going to sacrifice millions of jobs on this fantasy nonsense that you're talking about, these solutions that are not solutions. And here was Joe Biden saying something that is just blatantly untrue, but apparently we're all supposed to pretend is true.
I will not sacrifice tens of millions of jobs, thousands and thousands of companies because of the Paris Accord. It was so unfair. China doesn't kick in until 2030. Russia goes back to a low standard. It would have destroyed our businesses.
Climate change and climate warming, the global warming, is an existential threat to humanity.
It is not an existential threat to humanity. If you believe that global warming is going to kill all of us, you're an idiot. Then he lied about opposing fracking, which, of course, he has multiple times opposed fracking. Here was Joe Biden talking about windmills and fracking and just getting everything wrong. But don't worry. He's super honest, according to Daniel Dale. It is Donald Trump who is the only liar on the stage. How about this? All politicians are dishonest, and Joe Biden is a politician. Therefore, Joe Biden is dishonest. This is a simple, logical tautology. Here is Joe Biden lying about his own position on fracking.
I don't know where he comes from. I don't know where he comes up with these numbers.
Queens.
$100 trillion. Give me a break. This plan was, this is plans endorsed by every major environmental group and every labor group. The fastest growing industry in America is the electric, solar energy and wind.
We are energy independent for the first time. I know more about wind than you do. It's extremely expensive. Kills all the birds. It's very intermittent. And what about fracking?
All right, let me allow Vice President Biden to respond.
I never said I oppose fracking.
You said it on tape.
I did. Show the tape. Put it on your website.
I'll put it on.
Put it on the website. The fact of the matter is he's flat lying.
Would you rule out banning fracking?
I do rule out banning fracking because the answer, we need other industries to transition to get to ultimately a complete zero emissions by 2025.
Yeah. He was against fracking. He said it. I will show that to you tomorrow.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Track record and $1.2 billion in new construction developments. Back to you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today. Receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something that savvy investors should research and consider. Call now, 800-754-83. That is 800-754-83 or visit NRIA.net. Now, look, there's a very easy way to tell that Biden was losing last night. The way that you can tell that Biden was losing last night is how many times he said, come on, man. If the over-under was five, he went way over, way over. Here is Joe Biden. Come on, man.
It's all going to be over soon. Come on. Learning to live with it. Come on. Not that many of you are going to die, so don't worry about it. So don't worry about it. Come on. I know how to game the system. Come on. Come on, folks. And we had a good relationship with Hitler before he, in fact, invaded Europe, the rest of Europe. Come on. Is lecturing me on Social Security and Medicare? Come on. Let him go bankrupt. Come on. I told him to stand down and stand ready. Come on.
Come on. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Yeah, that's how you know he was losing last night, because he did, in fact, lose last night. That was not a good showing by Joe Biden. You can tell by the panic in the media. Alrighty, coming up, I like to end the week on an optimistic note, and that means we're going to do a little bit of Bible talk. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower talcum products have been linked to ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-831-6155. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless there is a recovery in your favor. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one used talcum baby powder-based products before being diagnosed or died from ovarian cancer, call Talcum Powder Help now at 800-831-6155. 800-831-6155. 800-831-6155.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So every Friday, we are now doing a little bit of Bible talk to send you off to your weekend on a nice note. Every week, the Jews read a particular portion of the five books of Moses. This week's portion concerns the story of Noah and the flood. So we all know the Noah story, right? God looks at humanity. He's like, you guys suck. Here's a flood. Bam. And he says to Noah, why don't you preserve your family and preserve all the animals? And Noah builds the ark and the animals come in two by two and all of that. And so there's one particular verse that's kind of fascinating because it does have a lot of relevance to how we think of ourselves and what our mission is today. So it says, this is Genesis 6:9. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man. He was perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God. So there's a big debate among Jewish commentators about what it means when it says that Noah was perfect in his generations. Why does it say he was perfect in his time? Why? Because theoretically, if he was perfect, it wouldn't just be in his time. So is that a compliment or is that a derogatory? If you say that somebody is great in their time, that can mean one of two things. One, the time is really awful. So the fact that they were great in that awful time means they were even greater than they normally would be. Right? You were a great person living in Nazi Germany. Well, by contrast, you're even greater because you were living in an awful, awful time. Or does it mean that you were great compared to the other people of your time? And since they sucked, you were better than they were. But if you put them in like a normal time, they'd be kind of normal. Right? There's actually a debate among Jewish commentators. I tend to come down on the side that suggests that if you are great over that it is better to be great overall than to be great in your time. What separates Noah from the other characters of the Bible? So God tells Noah, I'm destroying all of humanity, right? It's over. Here comes the flood. And Noah does not respond the same way that Abraham or Moses do. So Abraham is told by God that he's going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham's first response is, let me argue with you. Let's think this one out a little bit, right? Let's try and identify, are there any good people who are living in Sodom and Gomorrah? Is it 100 men? Is it 50 men? Is it 10 men? Can we find anybody there who's good for whose sake it's worth preserving the entire city, right? He argues with God. He has a moral debate with God. Moses is informed by God at one point that God is so angry he's going to destroy the entire Jewish people and he's going to make a nation of Moses and his kids. And Moses argues against that and he says, if you do that, I want you to blot me out of your book. Like literally don't have me in your book. I'm not interested in what you're talking about here, God. Right? Those are great men for the ages. Noah, when he is confronted with the possibility of an entire generation being blotted off the face of the earth, he does exactly what God tells him and he doesn't protest. So that is the distinction, right? That's the distinction. If you're going to be a great person for all time, it's not just about being great for yourself or being great for your family or preserving your family or removing yourself from the grid. It is about attempting to save the people around you. It's about attempting to convince the people around you. And this has ramifications for today's politics on the right. There's a lot of debate on the right. We live in a time where our culture is extraordinarily degraded. Our culture has moved wildly to the left. Our public institutions have been taken over by people who don't believe in American founding principle. It's been taken over by people who openly scorn Judeo-Christian ideology and ideas. So we have a couple of choices. One is we can take the sort of Rod Vera Benedict option. That is an option. And in our personal lives, I think you sometimes you have to go off the grid. I don't think Rod is completely wrong. But that is being a good person in your generation. Being a good person in all generations means fighting back in the public sphere in order to retake those values and convince people of the veracity of those values and the reality of those values and the importance of those values. That's what makes you a good person for all time. So we should all strive to be more than Noah was, not just to build the ark and preserve that which we have, but also to go forth, to shine a light, to be like Abraham, not like Noah, to open our tents to everybody and to try and draw people in to a better way of life and a better philosophy. All righty. Well, we've reached the end of this exciting week, and there is one more exciting week to go before a historic election. Make sure you rest up over the weekend because we are back and back at it on Monday. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. With Election Day inching closer, mail-in balloting hitting some speed bumps, especially in battleground states.
Postal records show there continue to be delivery delays as millions of Americans are voting by mail. Postal data through October 9th shows nearly all the agency's delivery regions missing its target of having at least 95% of first-class mail arrive within 5 days. Parts of the presidential battleground states of Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Ohio fell short of delivery goals by wide margins. Mail-in ballots arriving past the deadline is a main reason many of them get rejected. I'm Shelley Antler.
National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien tells the Salem Radio Network President Trump felt good about his debate performance.
The president was in a terrific mood. I was on Air Force One, and the president had a lot of friends and family and advisors on. Of course, I travel with him as the National Security Advisor, so it's not a strictly political role, but he was jubilant.
O'Brien tells us who would benefit from Joe Biden's plan to rid us of our dependence on fossil fuels.
Brazil, Russia, some of our adversaries in the Middle East, Iran. I can't imagine that would actually ever happen. But, just from a national security standpoint, it was something that was very surprising to hear.
Also at townhall.com, the man who bought the rifles that terrorists used to kill 14 people in an attack in California 5 years ago has now been sentenced to 20 years in prison. Enrique Marquez Jr. supplied the weapons to a man and his wife, used them to open fire on a meeting and a holiday gathering of San Bernardino County employees who worked with the couple. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You never really stop riding in your mind.
Never.
Unless you're thinking of something else.
Like other thoughts.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
A court in France wrapping up a trial against Alexander Vinnick, who's accused of using software attacks in a $160 million fraud using the Bitcoin.
The 41-year-old Russian is also wanted in the United States and Russia. He faces up to 10 years in prison in France over charges of extortion, money laundering, and criminal association. A series of attacks on French businesses and organizations between 2016 and 2018 led to 20 victims paying ransom to demands issued in Bitcoin, one of the more widely used cryptocurrencies.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. United Nations says the two sides in Libyan military talks reaching an historic achievement with a permanent ceasefire agreement across the war-torn country. However, skepticism over whether that agreement would hold began emerging almost immediately. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A high school student is suing his Central Florida school district after his parking pass was revoked when he refused to remove a large elephant painting statue from the bed of his pickup. That statue painted to promote President Trump. The Army-Navy football game will have a new home this year.
The annual contest will move from Philadelphia to West Point in December because of attendance limits placed on outdoor events in Pennsylvania. By playing the game on Army's home field in New York, the entire brigade of midshipmen and corps of cadets will be able to attend. The game scheduled for December 12th. This will be the first time the Army-Navy game will be played at a home site since Army hosted the event in 1943 during World War II. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Game 3 of the World Series, Dodgers over the Rays, 6-2. Los Angeles leads the series 2-1. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, folks. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Come on, Joe, you can do better.
You know, he must have trained up to leave the man off of Come On, Man. I was noticing last night I was trying to keep a running tally. You know, some people had a drinking game going. Every time Joe Biden said, Come On, Man, you had to, you know, take a drink of something, as drinking games will go. But he changed it up last night. Days and days of underground training must have paid off at a secret undisclosed location, a bunker somewhere. And one of the things they must have told him is, you know, everybody's making fun of Come On, Man. So maybe knock off the man. It's not 1971 anymore, Joe. Regardless of the way you treat women, it's not 1971. That's right. That's the way he's smelling and sniffing. And did he sniff anybody last night? Really didn't come into contact. This has got to be tough for him, for Joe, with the Wuhan and everything. He can't get up there and rub his nose into women's hair and little girls' hair and touch them and grab them. It's got to be very frustrating for Joe. You know, nobody thinks about how hard this has been on Joe. This has been very difficult for him. So a lot of Come On, but not a lot of Come On, Man. I was kind of disappointed by that. I was looking forward to Come On, Man. But that's me. Well, good morning to you and welcome. Happy Friday unto you. We are at 888-630-9625. Couple of big stories. The big, big stories, of course, are the big candidates debate last night. President Trump, I think, was king of the mountain, and he was great. And Lunch Bucket Joe, you know, he gets the benefit of the NBC moderator and Kristen Welker. Apparently, according to Fox News's count, Kristen Welker of NBC Fake News interrupted President Trump 111 times, but this is not going to be in the news. If President Trump had interrupted 111 times, that would be news. But when Kristen Welker interrupts President Trump 111 times, that is not news. See how this works? It's a sliding scale of what is news, what is not news. And she interrupted Lunch Bucket Joe 22 times. 22. And 111 times for President Trump, because that's just good journalism. That's what award-winning journalism is. The New York Times has declared her to be the winner of the debate because it is a mutual admiration society of sorts, a fantastical superfest in a hot tub. And she, I got to say, watching the thing, it was kind of enjoyable to watch. I've got to say, President Trump, I think, did a good job of bringing up all of the things that NBC wasn't going to bring up, and certainly Lunch Bucket Joe wasn't going to bring up, like the all the corruption of the Biden family, which is still just being buried by an activist corrupt news media, including the Washington Post today, where there is no story on the second big deal of the day, which is Tony B. Everybody loves Tony B, except the news media. They don't like him at all. He's a lifelong Democrat. The only contributions he's ever made to politicians are to Democrats. He's a now former erstwhile business partner of Hunter Biden and apparently the entire Biden clan. You know, Democrats, they always have clans. Republicans have families. Democrats have clans, like the Kennedy clan, like the Ku Klux Klan. You know, the Democrat clans from throughout the years for 800, Alex. And the Biden clan, they got a lot of money. And what has been learned here, thanks to Tony B., is with all the text messages and the emails. And the Washington Post today does not have a story on this, doesn't have a story. They mentioned Tony B. Dismissively and derisively in the way down buried in the body of a story or two about last night's festivities, but only to dismiss him as nothing and unverified. I love this unverified. Like the Hillary Clinton dossier, the opposition research, was all completely unverified for 3 years. But it dominated every minute of every hour, virtually, on CNN and MSDNC for literally years on end, and completely unverified. New York Times and the rest of the media with the President Trump's alleged tax returns. You notice how they never call them the alleged tax returns. They're just, and they're not stolen or anything, and it doesn't violate Twitter's policy to, you know, hacked emails, hacked tax forms, a different thing, I guess, at Twitter. Because they're lefties, and were it not for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all. None whatsoever. It's an extraordinary thing. So it was great to watch. I've got to say, I really enjoyed the debate, and I think President Trump did great. I think that Joe Biden must have been taking his Prevagen. He was halfway there. He got a bunch of stuff wrong. The Washington Post has fact-checked today. They fact-checked. What is it? Nine different things? Nine different things, and eight of them were fact-checking President Trump, and one of them was fact-checking Joe Biden, because he is as pure as the driven snow. Is that right? 8-1. I think it's 8-1, right? Out of nine things they fact-check. Maybe it's off by one. But that's the Glenn Kessler, the Washington Post fake-checker. He's a Democrat stooge, a little toady. And he carries water for the party. That's his job. He works at Dr. Evil's Post. And there's no story. I was looking for it Tony B. on the front page, and I didn't find it. I went through page after page, get the hard copy delivered to home, you know, of the Washington Post. And I started looking in the Metro section. No, it's not there. Just lots of murders and triple murders and stuff like that. But no big deal, because Black Lives Matter. And then I'm looking at the style section. Maybe it's in the travel section. Maybe the weekend thing with festivals. Maybe it's in there. Not in there. No, not. It's like I'm doing an ad for the Washington Post, except I'm not, because it was, other than the debate, the biggest story of the day yesterday. And they're not covering it. And on CNN and MSDNC, they literally laughed out loud about it and attacked it loudly and aggressively and angrily, saying that, oh, this is all unverified, like Leslie Stahl with 60 Minutes. Well, we can't report that because, you saw the White House released the complete video of the Leslie Stahl 60 Minutes interview with the president, because they made their own copy, you know, the White House did, made their own video. It wasn't very well mic'd, you know, the audio, but I could help them with that if they'd like. But the he used to be a television producer and stuff. But the story is huge, and the news media is pretending that they can't verify it. Like, that's the standard that they set over the years. Completely ridiculous. Were it not for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all. The standard for the dossier, for the leaks from Adam Schiff, for Russian collusion, for General Flynn, the standard that they applied for the spying on the Trump campaign. Well, I can't, Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes. Well, this is 60 Minutes. We can't go around saying things like they spied on your campaign. Never mind that the four FISA warrants, all four FISA warrants that were issued to spy on Carter Page, were later deemed by the Justice Department themselves to be illegitimate, without merit, without proper predicate. And there, you might say illegal, you know, if you just change the party affiliation, you might call the four warrants illegal. But Leslie Stahl, like the rest of the news media, doesn't really follow the news. I found that most of these people, almost all of them for that matter, they don't lose. They really don't. If it's not in the Washington Post or on CNN, they're not aware of it. And CNN, that's not a news organization. And the Washington Post, let's just say. Because they're ridiculous. But I think it was the best debate. I thought it was a very good debate. I thought President Trump did outstandingly well. Joe Biden didn't fall off the stage down a flight of stairs with a drum set on his back. So I guess he thinks that he did okay. And the media, they certainly love him. Now, a lot of things didn't come up, of course, because Kristen Welker is a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat Party activist / NBC journalist covering the White House. Really, journalism is not what it used to be. And even when it was what it used to be, it wasn't what it used to be. But now it's really not what it used to be. And Kristen Welker, well, President Trump has a great story to tell about the economy, so that's not something she's going to spend time on. And President Trump introduced his success with the economy, and right around the time Kristen Welker started interrupting him, you know, a total of 111 times. And let's say you were talking about the bad things and associated with the shutdown, for example, opioid addiction, domestic abuse, alcoholism, joblessness, the economic strife that's causing, the trouble. You could spend a lot of time talking about all the bad things associated with the big shutdowns, but you wouldn't. You could spend a certain amount of time talking about the Supreme Court, and you could even ask about packing the Supreme Court. There was a little 60 Minutes moment there on packing the Supreme Court, where once again Joe didn't give an answer, but said he'll create a commission because lefties love commissions. You get to appoint your friends to commissions, and you know they get to say they're on commissions, and you know, you have meetings and things. You have scones and coffee. It's a lot of fun. Everybody likes that stuff in Washington. So they didn't get into court packing and really Supreme Court at all. You didn't get into the economy because these things would be good news for President Trump. Middle East peace. I noticed we didn't get into Middle East peace, and four nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize didn't come up, interestingly enough. The relative peace with North Korea, doing an end run around the Palestinians and breaking the gridlock in the Middle East when it comes to peace deals with Israel didn't come up. None of this stuff came up. The riots, the violence, the assaults on police, the looting, the arson. The Democrat Party violent groups across the street, the threats. I was reading from the Federalist story yesterday or day before yesterday about how the Democrats are planning for violence if Joe Biden doesn't win. And somehow none of that goes to Joe Biden's doorstep. And very clear that, you know, gaming out and using the military and the election that these Democrats have game tabled out. They war game it, you know, and that's what they call it because they're at war with us. And they're threatening all kinds of violence after election. But when Joe Biden loses, that didn't come up. None of that came up because, you know, aren't you a white supremacist? Don't you think the Proud Boys, what did he call them? Joe Biden called them the poor boys. He called them the poor boys. But they're just as smart as the white boys because that's Joe Biden. He knows how this stuff works. But it was, overall, it was a good debate. And, you know, all the good stuff for President Trump didn't come up. Really, it was like the 60 Minutes interview with Leslie Stahl and President Trump. It was that if you watch that, I watched the whole thing, the whole video yesterday, as millions of people did, I think, and much to the chagrin of CBS News and 60 Minutes. But, oh, you broke our agreement. Yeah, well, you guys broke your agreement with the Constitution years ago, and you break it every day. But never mind that. And Leslie Stahl, she hadn't heard anything that you can't spying. What's spying? Spying? Well, I wouldn't call it spying as James Comey said. I call it court-ordered surveillance. And then you find out all four warrants, FISA warrants, are crooked. They're all fake. They're all based on misrepresentations. And you know that they're lying to the FISA courts. And none of this. It's good to be a Democrat. Because Kristen Welker, although the New York Times loved her performance, the New York Times is as corrupt as NBC News. It really is a huge problem. This is a serious problem for our republic. This is no joke at all. I make fun of most things, maybe not everything, but most things. And this is no joke when this story with Tony B breaks and he's on the record on camera laying out and there are text messages and there are emails and the news media continues to scream loudly and pound the table and say there's no evidence without evidence. The Washington Post today says without evidence. We should have coffee mugs that say without evidence. And it is a t-shirts without evidence, the Chris Plank show without evidence. It's truly amazing how crooked our fourth estate is. And they're not just intellectually lazy and journalistically lazy. They are actively corrupt. And you just can't put it any other way. Tony, only Fox News carried Tony's live press conference about an hour, his mostly statement, about an hour and a half before the start of the debate. And that didn't make an impression on Kristen Welker at all. I don't think she watched it because it was on Fox, and they don't know what channel Fox is on. They just watch each other. It's, again, rub-a-dub-dub in a tub. And so she didn't bring it up, naturally. Why would she? Because it doesn't help the Democrat Party, and that's her role in our society, and that's the role of NBC News and the Washington Post and the New York Times to help the Democrat Party. That's their role in our society. And it was all quite remarkable on a number of – and President Trump did – he took it to him on all kinds of issues, on the family corruption, on China, on the brother – Jim Biden, who's a very wealthy and successful man, international businessman. And guess where he got all his breaks in life? It's kind of an amazing story. And then there's Hunter the crackhead with the stripper knocker-upper and that whole thing. And the president brought that up. The president had to bring up the economy. The president had to bring up how much he's done, for example, for African-Americans in 3.5 years. And, you know, this is with the Wuhan overlaying this whole thing. And that's the and Kristen Welker that just wanted to talk about the Democrat Party talking points, like Leslie Stahl. Leslie Stahl's questions looked like it was a list of talking points from the Biden campaign. Of course, there really isn't a Biden campaign. The media is the campaign. But the questions, if you went down the list of questions, it was a litany of Democrat Party talking points. Michael, we should take a break here. We have lots of. Hopefully not too much, but lots of audio for you from the two big events, Tony B and the debate last night. And then, of course, our beloved media, our award-winning national media. It's all unverified. No, actually, I don't think you know what that word means. You're going to have to go back to Merriam-Webster's. Might be considered offensive now because because now even Merriam-Webster's is in on the corruption. We are at 888. 630-9625. What did you see last night?
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Investors, how about a 10% steady real estate-backed monthly cash flow? Have you thought about the only one true supply-constrained asset? Real estate. Intelligent and savvy investors need to check out NRIA. NRIA is one of the nation's top specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted to 21%. With NRIA, you can obtain steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today for 10% monthly payouts and bonuses. Every smart investor should consider this. Call now 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net. An offer to buy or sell any security is made only by private placement memorandum. Read it first. Find it at NRIA.net.
Wouldn't it be great if everything came with more? Like if your new computer came with unlimited tech support. When you choose a Medicare plan from United Healthcare, you get more. like plans that have dental and vision coverage, plus hearing coverage. Call United Healthcare at 1-800-364-1360 to get Medicare with more. Remember, Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th.
Benefits and availability may vary by plan and location. More plans based on year-over-year comparison of United Healthcare plans.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, you instantly get a short list of quality candidates from the resume database. Indeed helps you find candidates with the right skills so you can focus on hiring the person who's a good fit. Claim your $75 credit for your first job post at Indeed.com/smart. Terms and conditions apply.
Fall is here, so now's your chance to start up something new and delicious. Let HelloFresh spice up mealtime at home with fresh ingredients and mouthwatering recipes delivered to your door, contact-free. Choose from more than 22 chef-curated recipes every week, including low-calorie, vegetarian, and family-friendly options. Say goodbye to never-ending meal planning and prepping with HelloFresh. You can get meals on the table in as little as 20 minutes. HelloFresh features recyclable packaging and pre-portioned ingredients that cut down on food waste by at least 25%. And you're not just cutting your carbon footprint, you're saving 40% compared with shopping at your local grocery store. Plus, more servings means more savings. So now you can order larger HelloFresh boxes for an even better value. Go to HelloFresh.com and use the code PLANT to get $80 off across 5 boxes, including free shipping on your first box. That's the code PLANT for $80 in savings at HelloFresh.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding roots, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Fall is the best time to plant. Cooler evenings and warmer soil makes a super combination for growing. What a great time it is to plant. Gold Leaf Nursery's fall sale is on now. Take 30, 40, and 50% off ground covers, shrubs, and trees. The fall sale is going on now at Gold Leaf Nursery. You don't want to miss the savings. Gold Leaf Nursery, open Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Don't miss the fall sale going on now at Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Now, I mentioned that the New York Times has declared Kristen Welker the winner. The news media, they're all in it together. It's an anti-Trump crusade. It doesn't matter whether you work for NBC or CBS. You're proud of your colleague, Kristen Welker. That's the media's take on this today. The headline in the New York Times, moderation returns to politics, or at least to the debate. Subheadline is, Donald Trump and Joe Biden faced off one last time, and the winner was Kristen Welker. That's the New York Times headline. That's the they fluff each other. It's, again, rub-a-dub-dub in a hot tub. And Stephen Portnoy, who I actually know, used to work at Mothership WMAL, Stephen Portnoy did. He's now with CBS Radio. You'd think he was with NBC, but listen to this, because Stephen Portnoy, he's got a Twitter account, and he tweeted, And I was funny because Michael sent me this tweet last night, and I started reading it, and I thought, oh, this is quite decent of him. I know I was like Stephen. He's a nice guy. After days, Stephen Portnoy, CBS Radio, tweeting, after days of despicable and utterly unfair attacks on her character and her family, I'm thinking, oh, he's coming to the defense of Amy Coney Barrett. This is nice to see. No, I was wrong. After days of despicable and utterly unfair attacks on her character and her family, Kristen Welker displayed the grit, intelligence, and presence needed to preside over a well-run debate. Now, I mean, if you spoke of Amy Coney Barrett, the judge, the soon-to-be Supreme Court justice, with such reverence, I'd be impressed. I would be shocked. I would think you're trying to get fired for some reason. She is deserving of the praise of a grateful nation. Not Amy Coney Barrett, but Kristen Welker. And her colleagues are extremely proud. Now, I think you're a competitor. You're at CBS and she's at NBC. I don't think it's, you know, you're a cop, but listen, they're all puffy-chested. They're all very proud of Kristen Welker because, you know, they're all on the same team. That's team Get Trump. That's team Biden must be elected at all costs. That's the team. And I love the reverence with which they refer to one another, the little circle fest. It is just, it's touching, it's moving, I think. But I might say that just swap out her name with Amy Coney Barrett's name, and then you've got a tweet. Then you got a tweet going. Wait till you hear what they were saying on CNN and on MSDNC about the Tony B revelations and the Tony B press conference, which they didn't carry. And then they were mystified later on in the evening as to why they didn't know anything about Tony B. Because they're in an Iranian news blackout on the story.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
The need has always been there. The need for food, shelter, compassion. This year, it just happens to be greater. If you need help, please reach out. If you can give help, please reach within. In a year with fewer red kettles, your $25 monthly donation helps rescue Christmas for the most vulnerable. Enlist in Love's Army at givewestwood.org.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Oh!
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I have to be strong. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
All right, so Tony Bobulinski held a press conference yesterday, and it's like a, you know, if a press conference fell in the forest and none of the news media were there to see it, did it actually happen? It is an actively corrupt press corps we have in the United States of America. They're not just intellectually lazy or journalistically lazy. They're actively, proactively corrupt, the individuals and the collective. They operate mostly in the collective and rarely as individuals. They are lefties, after all, and they've created a real lemming world that they all live in. But I've got stuff for you on it, and not just from Tony Bobulinski's press conference, but also a great piece in the Wall Street Journal today by Kimberly Strassel, one of the few smart and honest reporters in the business. And I've got that for you. That's good stuff. The Biden family and the Biden crookedness. There's another story, and I think President Trump brought it up last night. Good stuff. I think it was President Trump. And Joe Biden being paid $900,000 by the University of Pennsylvania after he left the White House, of course, and, you know, where they're making $11 million a year, he and Jill Biden, so they can buy lots of things. University of Pennsylvania paid him about $900,000, and nobody can figure out why they paid him $900,000, except there's this Joe Biden Center there, and it's apparently being funded by, stand by, wait, hang on, oh, tens of millions of dollars from China. Tens of millions of dollars from China going to the University of Pennsylvania, where there is the Biden Center, and then the University of Pennsylvania paid Joe Biden $900,000 for doing what nobody really knows. And it is good to be a Democrat, because if you're a Republican, that could be an issue. You know, the New York Times is very excited. They found that President Trump had a bank account in China. And that is, of course, because the Chinese are communists, kind of like the Democrats today. And in order to do business in China, which is communist, you have to have a bank account there in communist China, because they're not going to deal with your outside banks. So you set up an account because you do business. And I don't know if anybody in the media knows this, but President Trump, before he became president, wasn't a senator for 68 years. He was an international global business conglomerate unto himself, and he did business all over the world, on every continent except Antarctica, I would dare say. And he had bank accounts in Europe and bank accounts here because he's a big businessman. He's a tycoon. Had his own airliner with his name on it, and buildings, towers with his name on them all over the place, and all this stuff. So he had a bank account. Aha! You! And the Washington Post today, you see, they dismissed the whole Tony Bobulinski thing and millions of dollars and the 10% for big guy, which President Trump converted to big man last night, but that's fine. The news media is still not talking about it. And it's a remarkable thing to see. They say, well, sure, Joe Biden skimmed millions of dollars from a corrupt business set up to peddle influence, and that's offset by the fact that an international businessman once had a bank account in China. And that's, they say, well, you had a bank account in China. So it's like, nanny, 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 and I know you are, but what am I? And that's the news media's take on the relative, you know, the corruption of the Biden family. We've got the texts. We've got the emails. We have the eyewitness testimony. We have the business partner on camera. And they say, well, there's no evidence to support this. You don't know what that word means then. The word evidence is a mystery to you, because evidence, this is stuff you take to court. It's the text messages. It's the testimony of the business partner. It's the emails from Hunter to Hunter. It's the videos. That's a separate thing with the hookers and the crack and all that stuff. But honestly, you guys don't know what the word evidence means if you believe that there's no evidence. They don't believe there's no evidence. They just yell and pound the desk and say there's no evidence, knowing that there are mounds of evidence in front of them. And again, no evidence. I'm sorry, the dossier? You want to talk no evidence? Russian hookers peeing in beds like girls on trampolines. What do you think the word evidence means? I don't understand. I have to point this out all the time. They use these words, but they don't know what the words mean. Another example. Today's example. All right, Michael, let's go to the phones. We are at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. Let's go to Bill calling from Flint, Michigan. William, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, how you doing? Thank you for your show. I'm a big fan. I listen to it all the time. I should have a blood pressure monitor going, because when I listen to it, my blood pressure's got to be through the roof, because it's just stuff that's going on. I live in Flint, Michigan. I know you're busy, got a lot of calls. I live in Flint, Michigan. I live in a nice neighborhood in Flint, Michigan, which, yes, there is one here. I am afraid to put a Trump sign out because I have small children, and it's just a threat of what the lefties will do, you know, target my family, target me. So I don't have a Trump sign out. But that said, I'm still a Trump supporter. But what really gets to me is that with the corruption in the scandal that's come out, if it is proven to be factual that there is illegal stuff going on, how can a person like Joe Biden, why doesn't the government indict him, you know, and how can a person like this run for public office? I just don't understand. How does this happen? How does this work?
Well, it works because you can put a mountain of evidence that suggests corruption in the Biden family going right to Joe Biden's front door, and the American news media shouts down anyone that brings it up. You can get away with it because the Washington Post, the New York Times, and Twitter have effectively imposed a blackout on one of the biggest stories of the campaign, because they're corrupt and they recognize that this story could be detrimental to Biden's efforts to take the White House away from the man they hate so much, and that is Donald Trump. Too successful, you know. It is honestly, I hate to say it, and we say it all the time, but it's the truth. Look, the propaganda machine of the Democrat Party is boundless. It is everywhere. It has seeped into every area of life, and in sitcoms on NBC at night, and Hollywood movies that go to the theaters, and on Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel on HBO and Showtime, and miniseries they make where Robert Mueller is the hero. And James Comey is, James Comey is the big 4-hour movie, the propaganda apparatus. And then when this guy, the business partner, Tony Bobulinski, holds a press conference, the news media imposes a blackout on it. And again, oh, they're like, oh, this is too close to election day. Well, it is, you know, it came out when it came out. You just have to deal with life as it comes, girls. Honestly, Tony Bobulinski is a whistleblower, and these are bombshells. You know, remember all the bombshells, Bill? They told us about Russian collusion and Adam Schiff and another bombshell.
It's just disturbing is what it is. And
it should be disturbing.
Know, is there a court, though, that can take this and investigate it and charge of crimes of if it's, you know, if it's extortion, if it's, national security issues? Is there a court that this can go before? Because truthfully, the way it is, Biden should be in an orange suit, and so should Barack Obama, if this is true. Because a captain of a ship goes down with a ship. Barack Obama, if he didn't know anything about it, let's just say he didn't know one thing about it, it still doesn't matter. He is a chief commander of the United States of America at the time.
Yeah.
It's his responsibility. It's his business to know what's going on. So if he didn't, shame on him. He's in a red, an orange suit also. I guess that's just the way to put it simple. You know, I mean, don't lock him up for years, but lock him up for 6 months. Take all their security clearances away, and he's never allowed at the White House again. That's the way I feel.
Listen, I mean, that's because you follow the news. And, Leslie Stahl and Jake Tapper don't follow the news. And they have no – oh, if it's on Fox News to them, it's not true. If it's on the Daily Caller to them, they scoff and they walk away. And they're blissfully ignorant. I mean, it's the Matrix. It's the blue pill, red pill thing. And the colors actually work out because the blue pill people live in obliviousness and the red pill people are aware of what's really going on in the world. And that I don't use red blue state because, you know, the Democrat Party is obviously red. There are commies every country in the world calls the left red except the United States of America. Are there courts? Now, listen, let me, and we've been watching this, Bill, and I know you've been watching it for years. The Obama administration with the January 5th, 2017 meeting in the Oval Office where Joe Biden is there and they got the FBI director and the CIA director in there, and they're plotting against General Flynn. And we learned that the two of the four FISA warrants were completely without merit to spy on the campaign. Court ordered, James Comey says, J. Edgar Comey says, court ordered surveillance. And now we know that all four of the FISA warrants, and there were only four, all four of them were ill-gotten, were illegitimate, were the FISA court was lied to, deceived. The evidence was misrepresented. They excluded exculpatory evidence. They engaged in all kinds of, at a bare minimum, unscrupulous, unethical behavior, and in many instances, probably illegal behavior at the highest levels of the FBI. And we continue to see the FBI behaving as a miscreant organization with the Hunter Biden thing. Now, let me say this, though, Bill. You know, the seizure by the FBI in December of last year of the Hunter Biden laptop from the repair shop in Delaware, run by a legally blind technician there. And he's a villain. His life has been threatened. The director of national intelligence is the villain because he came out and said it's not a Russian disinformation campaign. So the unscrupulous Mr. Schiff and the rest have set out after John Ratcliffe, the director of national intelligence. And now we've got Tony Bobulinski, and now the media is out after him because that's the media's job, is to kill the enemies,
right,
to destroy the enemies of the Democrat Party. And look, the whole Obama administration, from Obama down, in the spying on the, and the illegal warrants to spy and to undermine and to undo the duly elected president of the United States, Donald John Trump, because they didn't vote for him and they didn't like him. And then, for the 3 years of his first term, he is dogged with all these phony scandals, which we now know to be phony. There was no Russian collusion. We had the Mueller investigation. The administration was pinned down, still created a greater economy, brought about more world peace, peace in the Middle East, North Korea not firing missiles over Hawaii with, you know, Hawaiians throwing their kids in storm drains out of fear. and all this stuff. The president has so many extraordinary accomplishments, in spite of the fact that he was constantly at war with the Democrat Party and their corrupt allies in the news media, peddling what were really unverified, unconfirmed, fake stories. We later learned to be, and they still bring Adam Schiff on TV and ask him to lie to them. They're like crazy high school girls or something. And no offense to crazy high school girls. These people are just incredibly corrupt. And Bill, I got to say, the answer is there's a lot of corruption out there. That there's just a lot of people are corrupt, and there are a lot of institutions that have been corrupted, and the Fourth Estate, our media, in writ large, and then a little smaller, CNN is corrupt, the New York Times is corrupt. These are corrupt institutions, and they stocked the pond with all like-minded people. You know, the New York Times fired one of their big editors because he published an op-ed piece by Senator Tom Cotton, who's a combat veteran, talking about military things. And there was such an uprising among the leftist rabble, the Lord of the Flies typists at the New York Times, that they fired the editor for allowing the paper to publish an op-ed by a senator who's a Harvard grad, a Harvard Law School grad and undergrad, an Army veteran, a combat veteran, and a U.S. senator, and they fired the editor. That's how crazy the news media is.
These people are slaves is what they are. If they don't walk and talk exactly like they are, they're going to whack them. That's what they're going to do.
Well,
and
that's the left. You're right.
It's just disturbing is what it is. But my wife is a teacher, and what I can't understand is how, you know, we're supposed to teach children to be honest, to walk straight, to follow the rules, and this and that. And I understand this is all just theatrics out here. But truthfully, how, you know, these people, these little kids and these older kids, they follow this news. So they're watching these political, that are political, our people that we put in office or we entrust our office and our life to in the political sense, that are out here acting like a bunch of radical Satanists is what they are. And that's all fine. But then if a kid, you know, does something wrong in a school, like lifts off to a teacher, he's hauling down to the principal's office, you know.
He's got a Trump flag on the wall behind him while he's doing virtual learning from home, and he's in trouble.
It's just annoying. But
he's got an airsoft gun in his bedroom.
I know. It's just like, you know, I just don't get. I have a thought though. If Trump, I'm hope to goodness, I pray to God that he wins, because I'm feared. I am more feared about this election than any other election ever. And I can remember dismissing stuff when I was in high school that my government teacher was teaching, and I should have listened more, and I kicked myself for that. But what I want, you know, if he does win, I have an idea. I do want to call your show back at a different point, because I have an idea, a thought of this whole censorship corruption thing. I don't want to get into it because I want to get some legal advice first. But I really appreciate your show. And man, it's just disturbing.
It is. Hey, you're not alone, Bill. And listen, I did want to say that when the FBI seized the laptop hard drive from the repair guy in Delaware, the warrant was obtained through a grand jury, and the grand jury was looking into a money laundering case. Now,
okay.
Does that involve the Biden family and the Chinese? We don't know, because when it's Democrats, it's a secret. And maybe we should get James Comey.
Is the laptop physically at the FBI? I mean, I understand the hard drive and the copies and all that, but like, where is the laptop at? I mean,
well,
you know. Like,
well, we got to take a break here, Bill. But yeah, our understanding is that the FBI has it. And I got to tell you, Tony Bobulinski yesterday announced that he's turning over his 3 cell phones from the last X number of years to the FBI. I certainly hope you duped everything out of those first and provided them to other people. Because the FBI takes this stuff and it goes to the Raiders of the Lost Ark warehouse, where they keep the Ark of the Covenant. And it disappears for years and years on end, as we know. You know, I guess U.S. Attorney John Durham is still looking into, you know, God bless him. I hope it turns into something someday. Still looking into all the corruption from the Obama era and the lies to the FISA courts and the falsifying documents, altering documents, the lying to the courts, all the lies to the American people. And we just get no satisfaction, as the Rolling Stones said, Bill. You know, years and years go by and there is no justice. Maybe we should start chanting no justice, no peace, and burning cities to the ground like Democrats, and then maybe we'll be in good stead with the American news media. But I doubt it.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Investors, how about a 10% steady real estate-backed monthly cash flow? Have you thought about the only one true supply-constrained asset? Real estate. Intelligent and savvy investors need to check out NRIA. NRIA is one of the nation's top specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted to 21%. With NRIA, you can obtain steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today for 10% monthly payouts and bonuses. Every smart investor should consider this. Call now, 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483, or visit NRIA.net. An offer to buy or sell any security is made only by private placement memorandum. Read it first. Find it at NRIA.net.
Liberty. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your renter's insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Great. As a minimalist, I need simple insurance.
Nice place. No furniture?
Nothing sparked joy, except for this fruit bowl.
Well, with Liberty Mutual, you only pay for what you need, so there's that.
I mean, look. So beautiful. So empty again.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Disasters don't stop during a pandemic, and neither does the American Red Cross. We need local volunteers to help carry out our life-saving mission during this busy hurricane season. Visit redcross.org/volunteer today.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Some gifts don't come wrapped in packages with bows and ribbons. They aren't hidden away, then torn into with reckless abandon. Some gifts are needs, like food or shelter, and those can be the most precious of all. In a year with fewer red kettles, help rescue Christmas for those facing poverty with a $25 monthly donation. Enlist in Love's Army at givewestwood.org.
Are you ready to vote? Using your voice is more important than ever, especially in these challenging times. This message is furnished by headcount.org to help you get all the election and voting information you need, whether you're voting early or on election day. Headcount.org, your nonpartisan election information resource. Headcount.org.
I use my voice.
Now, in the state of Georgia, which is a wonderful state, there is a state representative by the name of Darshan Kendrick. Darshan Nicole Kendrick is a woman who serves in the Georgia House of Representatives. And she has a Twitter account, and she shouldn't. She really shouldn't. Last night, while watching the debate, they were talking about, you know, Democrat Party talking points. President Trump did quite well here on this subject. The media, they trotted out this, there are 445 kids in federal custody, and the federal government, who are illegal alien kids sneaking in across the country, across the border, and they can't find their parents. They can't find, because it's the government, and this is how the government will handle your health care, too. But she, here's what Darshan Kendrick tweeted last night while they were talking about it. Did Donald Trump just say 545 kids, they can't find their parents, for came over through, quote, cartels and coyotes? Exclamation mark, question mark. How the hell does a coyote bring a whole human across the border? Lord, dash, 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 stop talking. Now, I look, this woman has a law degree from the University of Georgia and a bachelor's degree from Oglethorpe University and a master's in business from Kennesaw State University, and she's an elected Democrat and a member of the State House in the state of Georgia. And I guess she thinks that President Trump is pretty stupid to say that people are smuggled in by coyotes, because coyotes are like a mid-sized dog, kind of a wild dog, to her way of thinking. Law degree, MBA, BA, member of the State House, elected Democrat official, and boy, these are our leaders. No wonder we're in the shape we're in.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.